You're listening to Q-Talk Arizona. The following broadcast contains adult humor, language, and topics, along with partial nudity. Actual knowledge is used sparingly. This show is a result of a lost bet and a bad game of rock, paper, scissors. It's the show with Clayton McKee on Q-Talk Arizona. And now, a man with a face for radio, Clayton McKee.
Oh, good evening once again. We're coming to you. Is this on? Why can I never hear anything in this thing?
I love it.
Technical difficulties already. I feel like I'm not even on. Barely. This is the problem we have with other people in the studio. They adjust things and I can't get back on it. Hi, it's 7 o'clock. We are live in studio. It's Clayton McKee with the show. We come to you live every Tuesday night right here from the studios in Central Phoenix. It's a little chilly night in Phoenix. I think it's going to rain again. I'm not sure if you're outside of the Metro Phoenix area. Enjoy your non-rainy
My
weather.
Lawn human said it was going to rain today.
Oh, your lawn human. there. I turned my headphones up. It's much better. As we are every week with the cast of the show, it's Katie June, Marnie Ryer, and Al Perkins. And just because I can't, she's recently returned from the happiest place on earth. KT,
hi.
Welcome. I was concerned. I didn't know you were out of town. I saw your postings on the Facebook, and I thought, well, she's not coming back.
I'm done. See ya.
I saw that picture, too, and I was like, oh, she's gone.
So yeah. Bye. No, it was a quick trip.
Obviously.
It was a turnaround trip. We had one day at Disneyland. And it was kind of wasn't enough, which was interesting.
It's never enough.
No.
But not because she's one. So for you,
it was
plenty.
Per plenty. I mean, she was actually happier when we got home today and I let her out of the car and she ran barefoot in the grass. That was her happiest moment.
Has she mastered steps yet? Are we there? Because remember earlier this summer I was at your house and she was like, she runs to it, stops, gets on all fours, climbs up the steps, stands up, and then runs.
She's improving daily.
I'm sure she is. Almost like, just like her mother.
Yeah.
Can master steps right and left.
It's good. It's growing pains.
Very good. Another lady on our panel. I'm really not sure what to say about her this week other than the fact that you've got a lot of pictures of cookies on your Facebook. It's Marnie Ryer.
Hello.
And you've brought a box of cookies.
Cookies and more cookies.
What is up?
Well, it's a little tradition that Aaron and I are, this is the second year, obviously.
Has it already been 2 years?
Well, it's been a year and a half.
Oh, so two Christmases. Right? I see. Got it.
And so I don't know. It was very fun.
Okay.
So,
but there were different names. Are these Jewish cookies?
Well, no. We have Chrismica, because she is half Jewish.
Oh, very good.
Okay.
So
that's one fine looking Jew.
That's what I'm saying. So anyway, I got some Hanukkah little cutouts. So we have like a little dreidel and
your Chrismica cookies are delicious.
Are
by
they?
The
oh, good.
Oh, Katie's
yeah.
already
well,
sampling.
Oh, good.
I'm doing
it.
Got
so
it.
The sugar cookies are safe, Al. I couldn't comment on
any
of the
when
others.
Marnie came in the studio, she's like, well, we baked them, but I haven't tasted any of them. So I'm thinking, well, they may kill us.
They may. I'm not sure what she added.
She's been dreaming of slowly poisoning me for weeks and weeks.
For weeks
well,
and
months,
yes,
actually.
Long time.
Oh, and so. Of course.
There are glitter balls in there, too, but I don't really want to explain them. They're delicious.
And of course, rounding out our panel every week, a man who asks the question, why can't Secret Santa just be openly gay?
That's from Saturday Night Live this weekend, and that just made me fucking laugh. From the girl you never want to start, you wish you never started a conversation with. That's it's a character on Weekend Update, and it just cracked me up.
I have to.
I thought you were going to do my other one that I was so proud of, the one that I actually said. That Taylor Swift's version of Last Christmas is the worst thing to happen to Jesus
oh,
since the cross.
Well,
that was
I guess I kind
funny.
Of forgot. I forgot. Well, true.
Oh my gosh.
That was very funny.
Missed that.
Yeah.
I
posted that,
that
on
one
Facebook.
That I actually wrote. The rest are stolen, but.
Yeah, right. Just like the intros to
just
all
what's
of
wrong
right?
with white people? Like the first Susan, Susan Boyle just stands there and sings in like. Like the song from Les Miserables. Les Miserables. I dreamed a dream. She got her hair cut off. She sold her teeth. She's got seconds left to live. She's a little defeated. That's how you sing that song. Why is Taylor Swift singing Last Christmas in that same tone of voice?
She's a pain. Well, and your mom hates her.
I'm on board. I can't stand.
She is a terrible, terrible.
But every time I hear,
I was
going to
say
Swift,
person,
I think,
but I don't know her.
You think,
know
of,
her
you think of my mom?
She makes me
your
cry.
Mom.
It makes
we
me
don't
laugh.
Know her personally. Yeah, no.
I wait for education.
Not even on Facebook.
No, we've made our judgment. By God. You damn right I'm judging
That's
you.
That's right. That was fantastic.
I think she's sweet. Her song makes me cry.
I'm sure she's very cute. She just can't sing live. I've never heard anything but when she sings live on award shows.
And or just can't
and
sing.
And it's routinely horrible. Uh-oh. Like, that girl just sings flat like it's her job.
like it's her job.
And it pay to do it.
Before we get into our... Before we get into ripping everything else that we do just about every week on this show, I want to take care of a little what I'm terming as housekeeping, just because
I thought I was going to have to dust. I didn't know what the hell.
No. Oh, I was referring to the new pie charts that I just handed out today that dictate where and what we're doing. If you don't know, I mean, I should publish this maybe on the Facebook so people can follow.
Leave
along.
It as a surprise.
It's a surprise for all of us. Why not?
I will fuck it up and how we'll piss you off.
That's right.
Did you notice?
Can I just confess to you that I can't stand candy canes in the thrillest way? You won't be offended?
I told you I wouldn't be offended.
Okay, because you said chopped up stuff. You didn't say the word candy
cane.
I
said I chopped up
stuff. And then you after that I bit into
then
it,
I said
you
candy
said
cane.
Candy cane after it was in my mouth.
Oh, God, no, throw it away.
Okay. Now, is this a revelation?
I didn't want to offend you, but I was like,
I would never be offended.
Is it just,
not at all.
Is it just
cookie in the trash?
I don't like anything mint flavored.
Peppermint is not
general.
No, oh, really?
Yeah, spearmint's okay in like a gum or a mint.
Wintergreen.
Oh, no.
Wow.
It's for bathing in, it's not for putting in your mouth.
Okay, okay.
Nothing mint-like goes in the mouth.
I apologize. I should have better explained.
That's all right.
No, can you segregate the cookies?
Those have almonds.
Yeah, that's... Seriously, mint is our only
No, we also have the canned cookies.
Olives rarely appear in Christmas cookies, so I usually don't have to put out the olive disclaimer.
They would never... There's no topping on here. They would not. No, we're good.
Okay.
All right, clean your house. Tell us your business.
I just want to let you know, I get these emails from other staff members on this network, and they ask me to promote stuff, so I'm going to... whether or not you believe it, this is actually going to be the final time that we are going to be bringing up the Mayan calendar and the countdown. What are we at? 4 days? 3 days?
I don't know about that. If we're here next Tuesday, I have a feeling I'm going to be commenting about the Mayan calendar.
Well, you might be commenting, but the countdown.
Oh, the countdown.
We'll be the survivors of the Mayan apocalypse.
We're going to be on the plus.
Can we have the other countdown?
I bought new tennis shoes.
Right. We're now ascending away from.
I've been trying to get fit all week.
For the end.
I thought I was doing a good job, so I took the jeans out of the dryer, and I thought, oh, I'm still a fat girl. Fuck it.
Shit.
Right here.
Son of a bitch, and I got new shoes.
Right. Oh, I got. Yeah, I love my shoes.
Yeah.
This week, Friday on the 21st, which is supposed to be the end of the world, you can join Reverend Rick Schaefer and Dr. Lisa Moore right here. They're LGBT wellness speakers for answers to your questions. And also, they're going to do some individual readings right here on the air. They are 6 p.m. Pacific, 9 p.m. Eastern right here, which I think that means it's 7 o'clock Friday night live on this very network. You can catch them. I believe it's Joe, but I don't know who else is with him. I honestly don't know who else is on the show.
I'm enjoying an end of the world potluck that night.
Oh, are you?
Very nice.
Wow.
Very nice.
At the restaurant?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. I didn't realize that.
I'm curious about something. So,
how's it going to go down? Meteor, tidal wave? What am I looking for?
Aren't we going to know well ahead of time? I mean, kind of like when everybody said 12, 12, 12. You know, like there's going to be this big thing, blah, blah, blah. There's all this shit that's going to happen. Well, it was 12, 12, 12 way earlier over in other parts of the world.
Right, where the date line.
I did that with Japan, with the Y2K thing.
Right.
Because
right.
First the Japan markets were fine, and then when London was fine, I'm like, I'm going back to fucking bed.
Right.
Clearly.
Right, we're fine.
Yeah.
Hashtag
overwhelmed.
And that was my question when this whole thing started. I'm like, okay, so when it becomes the 21st, are we all going to start failing in time zones?
Like, and nobody will know? Are the Mayans coming in and like,
oh my God, New York
closing
was blown
off Facebook?
Yeah. New York is shut down. Are we going next?
And I wonder, okay, so what my thought has been is, what does it look like? Do I keel over? Is it like I read that weird big Christian book series. What was that book series called?
The Bible? Left Behind or Falling.
Left Behind.
Yeah.
The Bible.
The Bible.
It's a series of books.
Is it Revelation?
They put them out every week. Real cliffhangers in there.
I don't know.
There's fire and brimstone. I don't understand
something.
All that.
But it was the Left Behind series. And then, you know, all of a sudden, poof, everybody just disappears. All of the good ones.
Well, that's
ones.
How it's supposed to be. And then, yeah, the good
that's
ones.
That's what's going
to
happen.
Because you got to have the Jews in Israel.
So
it's very
I
important.
Will clearly be leaving you all behind.
Well,
yeah.
Wait a minute, because you're a good one?
I am.
Oh, I got it. Okay,
we'll find somebody.
I have to keep track.
We'll find somebody to fill in for you next
so that's
Tuesday.
Friday
oh,
night
you're not going to be here next Tuesday anyway.
True. You'll think I have.
Oh, this is your last show of the year.
Can you just text us maybe on Saturday? Let us know you're good.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, that's
real good.
Yeah. Right. Absolutely.
Oh, sure.
I'm going to actually call in on Friday now that I know that I can get a reading. Yeah. I feel like I need that.
Bitch, I will read you now.
Yeah.
And viewers, listeners, however you self-identify, and that may be changing in a terrifying sense. Please don't kill yourself that day. Like, do something more.
Yeah, figure
there's got to be something better to do that day.
If you want to get new tennis shoes, get the new tennis shoes. But don't drink the juice.
You want to jog? No. Jog.
Jog. Jog. Jog. Run like hell if you want to.
Stay a block
I mean, pretend you're Forrest fucking Gump. I don't give a shit.
Why do I have a feeling that day the most popular song will be Chaka Khan's Through the Fire?
Yeah. For you, anyway.
Yeah. To the limit. Bubble, exactly. Not Billy Ocean, oddly.
No.
Billy Ocean could put out. Ocean could put out the fire, maybe.
Totally.
We'd also like to say hello to Whiskers and Harrison and Tyler. Oh, also AZ Funster.
Hi, Tyler.
All in the chat room.
Who's AZ Funster?
AZ Funster, isn't that Sarah? Is AZ Funster Sarah up at NAU?
Hi, Sarah. Sarah, last week.
Sarah, daughter two from last week's show.
Daughter two. She enjoys that.
Daughter two.
I just spit.
Yes.
I don't usually do that.
Before we get into everything else that we do normally every week, which is typically not a lot of intelligence and not a lot of, well, sincerity is always there, but we don't do a lot of, the disclaimer says.
Whatever.
Real knowledge is used sparingly.
Good point.
We don't typically go on, except for the political season that we just went through, we don't typically touch on down topics, so I figured, and Al and I discussed this earlier, here's what we're going to do, because I know it's on the minds of everybody in this room, but we don't want to spend a lot of time talking about it. We're going to give each person up to 2 minutes to say whatever the hell you want to say in regards to everything that's happened since what do you do, Marnie?
She did what I do every week.
I pulled an L.
Just close the browser.
She
muted it. No, you didn't.
No, you definitely did not. Call the pause button, dear. Technical error.
On the front screen, you could just pause it. See where the player is? Marnie has managed to hit her iPad and listen to our live broadcast, which is on delay. So anybody, you have 2 minutes.
And we have a timer.
And we have a timer. The new timer. So starting with, who wants to start? We have 2 minutes.
Let's go. I'll start.
And by the way, what we're speaking of is obviously, unless you were under a rock or just don't watch anything, there was a tragic shooting in Newtown, Connecticut. And now there's all the fallout between that, gun control, other things that are happening. So rather than spending an entire 3 hours going on and on about that, I figured everybody gets up to 2 minutes to give their piece. We'll all be quiet, let you have your time, and then we'll move on from there. So starting with Katie June.
Okay. I came in just kind of thinking about, as soon as it happened, I guess, my thought initially was like, gun control, and my mom and I had a long conversation. I have a couple family members, actually, who are recovering addicts, for example, heroin, illegal, but didn't keep my brother from keeping his hands off of it.
Right.
And going, and God bless my brother, is a very dear person in my life and is recovering nicely. But, it doesn't keep people from getting their hands off of things that are illegal. So then we really got into the discussion of the idea that mental health needs to be something that's more addressed in the country and by so many different facets. And one of the places that it starts is in schools, right? Children spend the majority of their time in schools. And my mom, being a former teacher, said, it's really devastating is that her resource director, their hours are being cut. And my sister is in a school with no resource director, no counselor, no nothing for students that are going through anything, whether it's like a real deep-seated mental illness or just having a lousy day or, parents are going through divorce. School is a place that should be a safe place for students, somewhere that they should feel like they have somebody on their side, somewhere that they can go and get that process started. Maybe you can't talk to your parents or going through addiction in my own family, I know that parents are blissfully unaware a lot. And they say, nothing's wrong. Your brother's just tired. No, that's actually not sleepiness that's happening over there. Yeah. And I just, I read an article about this woman's mother or a friend that said, oh, his mother would have been so helpful if she would have known.
All right. That's Mark.
That's a good place to end it.
There's your 2 minutes.
I just kind of shit myself. I didn't like that at all.
We said we have a timer.
if she's taking her pulse.
We have a timer.
I don't know. I was not prepared for that.
Well, pay, okay. Pay, well, you can pay attention when we say things like we have a timer.
I heard the timer. I heard the whole thing. But...
Okay.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Next up, Marnie Ryer and her up to two minutes.
I completely agree, Katie. People are running around and it's because God isn't in the classroom and it's because there, you know, there's, you know, it's mental health and it's gun control and it's all over the place. And the problem is that you can't control some sick fucker who's going to do that. And someone's going to be able to get their hands on a gun in one way or another. And if their bend is to go in and kill little kids with some kind of an assault rifle, you know, how are you going to stop that? I mean, once somebody turns 18, getting them committed is so difficult. You know, people knew that there was shit wrong with Jared Lautner, but there was nothing that could be done. And everybody tried to tap on everyone else saying, hey, this guy needs help. Nobody listened, and now how many people died? And Gabby's career has been altered. You know, just lives changed. I can't express watching it, not having a child, but thinking of the children that are in my life and watching that was absolutely heartbreaking. And the idea that, the gun control, yeah, we don't need assault rifles. Get rid of them. Like, there's so much common sense shit that's going on right now. But again, the mental health situation and the once you're 18, we're responsible for ourselves, and that can include sickness. But there's not a whole lot that can be done until you do something to prove that you're dangerous to yourself or someone else. Because you can't just kind of go by, well, I think he will be. Or he's saying these kind of things and they're creepy. Mm-hmm. Because no one fucking listens then until they go in and they shoot up a lot of little kids and, what, 6-7 adults. And then all of a sudden it becomes a discussion. So that's all. I'm good.
That's it? You're done?
Wow.
Yeah,
wow.
Didn't even need the buzzer.
And I really wish that he would have just shot himself before doing all of that. Just kill yourself.
Yeah.
Right. Well,
you know, just be done.
All right. 2 minutes, and Alfred, you are on.
Okay, the God thing just irritated the shit out of me. And there was something, somebody put one of those, and they're called memes, what are those things called? Mm-hmm. Where it had Willy Wonka asking, like, you know, there's God in churches. How did that work with keeping people from being molested? Doesn't really work. And it's just, I think it's just a terrible thing to say to people. The Westboro Church is going to start picketing funerals if they haven't already.
Of course.
Oh. So this group called Anonymous, which I'm not completely familiar with, has posted their home phone numbers, their home addresses, mm-hmm. their banking accounts. So seriously, fuck with these people. It's time. Mm-hmm. They've ruined enough lives, and there's a motion out there to have them change because they're tax exempt.
Right.
Because they pretend they're religious and get them turned into a hate group, which I like. CNN by a creek. Go home. Get mm-hmm. out. You're making the problem worse. CNN, ABC News, all these people, stop broadcasting from that creek. Put your tents away. Go home. You are making this a big media circus that makes people want to do it more. Go the fuck home. We don't need you at a hurricane. We don't need you at a shooting. You can still report from a desk. Walter Cronkite did it for a long time.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
And there is just nothing there. I think that's it. I really stayed away from every. I would turn off anything that came on. I read bits and pieces, but at what point? Like, what's the body count? What's the number of children? Where does it have to happen for it to finally someone say something about assault rifles or gun control? The NRA, you know, they're just waiting a week and they're going to start the whole out of my cold dead hands bullshit and guns don't kill people. But with heroin, if you get caught, you go to jail. If you're drunk driving, if you get caught, you go to jail. If you have an assault weapon, now we will put you in jail. We can get you on the crime that you're committing. We don't have to wait till you kill somebody. You can't have that. So if we catch you with it, you go to jail. Mm-hmm. Like, you can have minor offenses take you out of the system and get that gun out of your hands. That's mine.
And that's, look at you, right under the wire. Three seconds to spare. I'm going to go right along with all of you. I saw, like, the thing, the Willy Wonka that says, keeping God in schools would have prevented a recent shooting, you say? Well, please tell me how many cases of child molestation God has prevented in churches. It's the same reasoning. I agree with it. God being there, everybody being able to carry guns would mean nothing. What? So the teacher's just going to walk around? Everybody's going to have a gun on their hip. Right. Everybody. Really? No. It would have been.
And a teacher can never go either.
Right. Oh, come on. So I don't believe that everybody having guns, only criminals will have guns. I understand it to a point because obviously they break every law anyway, so it doesn't fucking matter. It really doesn't matter. They're going to break. If they're going to get it, they're going to get coke and they're going to get pot and they're going to get whatever the hell else, you know, they want to get
illegal.
Their hands on. They're going to do it just because they can. That's their goal. That's their. That's what they get their high off of, is doing shit they can't or they're not supposed to do. Obviously, I agree with what you say. The media, though, the first day, I get it. I watched it, because I was just stunned sitting in my living room watching what had happened. You know, every day you wake up and you grab your phone and you check. I always just check headlines, seeing what happened. You know, did the world end? Are we going to get up today? Mm-hmm. But then when I watched it, and again, you know, that first day, you're just, Jesus, what the hell? And then as it unraveled, they figured out a few of the points that were mistaken initially, like he wasn't his brother. And then initially I heard that there was a father killed, and then he found out just the mom. And there was a lot of misinformation initially. I watched it kind of filter out, and then once I got the gist of the story, then I was pretty much done, and I've tried to back off of it. But now, I usually listen to the news all the time, but I've really stayed away from it this week because they're not doing anything but that. Aside from Hillary getting a concussion, you know, and now that Carrie is going to be nominated to be the new...
But Ashley Banfield doesn't need to be standing next to a creek.
No, not at all.
She can go to Newtown here at the bar on Van Buren and report
would
whatever she wants.
Much
to.
More fun.
The one last thing with all the jargon that gets thrown out and this whole thing about if only someone had a gun. Guess who had a gun? The first victim was a gun owner. And she's dead. Because most of the time, if you own a gun, you get killed by your own weapon.
Exactly.
Because you don't know how to use it. And everyone's not a ballistics trained person. I use the end of your 2 minutes.
That's quite all right. We're done with that. It's 7:20 now. Let's wrap around the table. Katie, what, aside from the Disneyland, what have you been up to? What's going on in the world? How are things?
Oh, things are really good. You know, my biggest thing has been Disneyland. So since we last were together.
Right.
I've really just been getting psyched about that.
Now, I was going to ask, you didn't mention, did you just do Disneyland or did you do DCA as well?
We just did Disneyland.
Okay.
I've learned a lot. I have not been to Disneyland since I was in high school.
Okay.
Neither had Kelly, which is a lot longer than me.
Yeah, that's rude.
she'd appreciate
just
that.
Just a couple months.
Yeah. And so we took my little sister, which was lovely. And
how old is your little sister?
She's 22.
Nice.
She's just my best friend.
I love it.
And we took her. She's a teacher. And she called in, played hooky for 2 days.
Nice.
Which was fabulous. And, she, you know, it was actually, it's very cool when you go with a third person and a stroller because they do this switch rider ticket. So somebody waits. So two people wait in line. The other person was hanging with Palmer around the park. And when we got out of the end of the ride, you go out the exit, use this little pass to switch one of the riders. Mm-hmm. Bring them back in the exit, and you get to ride the ride again, like, right away. It was very cool.
I've not heard of that.
So you can wait in line. Yeah, it was very cool.
All right.
So we did that. I learned a couple of things. Now, my brother works for Marriott, so praise Jesus, we got really cheap hotel deals. But I would do it. I would do more than one day next time. And I don't know when y'all have been to Disneyland for the last time.
I was in there in January.
Okay,
last year.
Yeah, it's been a couple years.
Yeah. So there's so much more than I remember, especially having Palmer. You know, we were really trying to, during her naps, we enjoyed our rides and kind of ran around, did our own thing. But then when she was awake, we really wanted to, you know, I was also a little bit stalkery. Like, I was stalking Mickey, and I had to find where is Goofy, because she loves him, too. And she's 15 months, so she actually doesn't really love any of these things.
She doesn't even know you're there.
No, but she reacts, differently to different things.
She did.
Yeah.
And when she saw, I have the cutest little picture. She saw Mickey right when we walked in the gates, and... Oh, mouth open, pointed. Aww. I mean, she was just really, really excited.
That's awesome.
So,
and for your first kid, you want their picture with every creature. I'm a third child, so by the time it got to me, and Harris will relate to this, there's a picture of, like, the back of my head leaving a school function. You know what I mean? Like,
they're like,
by child number three,
you're
like, oh, fuck it.
Him.
Yeah,
oh,
whatever.
Snap, look, he was there. He's singing that choir concert. Snap. There he is leaving the auditorium. It's so cute.
But that firstborn gets every picture with every major event. Yeah.
We were, like, so excited. It was just really, really fun. You know, other than that, I mean, we're just getting ready for Christmas. Again, everything's fun for us. It's all a new. Everything's new for us.
Tree, you know, is there a tree in the house? I'm assuming yes.
Two.
There's two.
Yeah.
Which you may have already mentioned on the show, but I've forgotten. Now, is Palmer all, like, is she touching and grabbing everything?
The whole bottom portion of the tree has no ornaments.
Has no ornaments on it.
And one whole section, the lights, the pre-strung lights have gone out. I can't tell why, but I'm certain she had something to do with it.
Yeah.
Yeah. We have, like, a whole dark.
There's a drool involvement that we're not sure of.
A whole dark section. And yeah, I mean, she's, you know, we've wrapped a couple little gifts under the tree, and she's got them strewn all throughout the house. She doesn't understand how to open yet, so that's not a problem. But and then we have a little little tiny tabletop tree in her nursery, which is cute.
Okay.
It's just fun. You know, we're just trying to really enjoy Christmas season.
That's good if you have the time, you know, the time and the,
It is. It's. Gotcha. I feel really lucky. We're doing zoo lights and, you know.
That's my favorite thing in Arizona.
Everything holiday. So we're having a very lovely
It's a festive time around
it
your
is.
Hacienda. Ah, good morning.
Cookies, cookies, cookies. Good God.
That's all right.
Yeah. So just started that on
and they're
Saturday.
So good.
You're a doll.
I
Thanks.
Keep eating them.
Well, I'm glad that you like them. Those little, you didn't like the little, they're like little Rice Krispie treats.
Yeah, no, they're good.
And they're green.
Only oh,
they don't go with red wine. I'm just throwing that out there.
Oh, I can see that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. There's but anyway, they're quite delicious.
And the jeans thing. Like, it wasn't just the dryer. Right, it might be a little bit of me,
I
too.
I understand. Uh-huh. So, but we just made a bunch of cookies and just we're establishing that as our little tradition.
Okay.
Every year. So this year, I think we took on a little too much.
Now, does she bring them to school? Does she bring them to the classroom?
Yeah, she packed up to the classroom and then like to her other teachers like that are in her group to give them all kind of special little packages of cookies. And
does she have to avoid like nuts and peanuts and stuff like that?
No, as far as she knows who in her classroom has it, but I don't think it's a matter of bringing them to the kids.
Because are you even allowed to do that anymore?
I honestly
don't think you can.
I know that they bring in different things. Like she'll bring in like Otter Pops.
Yeah. And all those of a sudden, are like
safer. But then all of a sudden she'll be like, damn it. I have that the child who has diabetes,
right.
You know, and I have. Shit, I should have gotten the sugar-free, you know, that kind of stuff.
There's an episode of 30 Rock with that, where she takes everybody out to the bar, and then somebody's an alcoholic, and somebody's got diabetes, and
right.
She just can't win. It gets
and
getting
it just
smaller
keeps going.
And smaller, yeah.
So aside from that, the Vikings one, it makes me very happy. A Charlie Brown Christmas is on tonight, which I own anyway, which makes me stupidly happy.
Of course.
And I love Linus.
Yeah.
I love the music from that.
He holds the blanket,
Lord.
Right?
Yeah.
I'm so cute.
The Angel of the Lord.
I love that song.
The Angel
of the Lord. Afraid. Anyway, that's what Christmas is all about, Charlie Brown.
There it is.
Yeah, I have that taped. I'm waiting for the right moment
makes
to,
me very
to snuggle
happy.
Up with it. I love, yeah. And I love the music. I honestly do.
Totally, yeah. It makes
Linus
me
and
very
Lucy,
happy.
Mm-hmm.
One of my faves.
Lucy and Linus and Sally. It's a cute little love story.
Mm-hmm.
I love them.
But the song is called Linus and Lucy.
No, I know. But the as far as the little love story
all I know is the couple Christmas specials. And
yeah. I just love them.
I know that they have a special song that the Christmas station at the right. at the restaurant plays.
At the restaurant.
I love it. I love it.
Al, update from you?
Well, I just have to give one little piece of entertainment news to get it out of the way here. Let me make sure.
You have a whole segment coming
up. I know,
up.
But I have to get this out of the way. Mm.
he now has an official segment, but yet he keeps putting in
it.
More. Give me
no,
15
actually,
minutes,
actually,
he'll take
nothing.
20.
Just kind of working, and I declared it a snow day yesterday. And
oh.
I,
good for you.
I just kind of like.
It snowed somewhere.
Yeah, yeah. It's somewhere it had to be snowing, and I just kind of hung out in my. In my sweatpants and
your love seat and watch something.
And just watch TV. It made it very different from other days where I didn't feel guilty that I wasn't outside in the sunshine. I was like, it's snowing outside. I can't possibly go out. But the big thing, and I watched it today, and I just got so nostalgic, and I was kind of like laughing and crying, was A League of Their Own, the shittiest movie to video, video to DVD transfer that's ever happened. They never letterboxed it. It has always pissed me off that if you've only ever seen it on video,
Letterboxd
is where they give you the whole movie. They trunk it down and make it fit your TV so that you miss both sides of the movie. They finally just came out on Blu-ray, and it's on, Harrison, it's on the Netflix. And so I was watching it today, and I seriously almost didn't come here because I was like, I want to keep watching. I just forgot what a great, great movie that is and how much fun it is. And now that it's letterboxed again, it's such a well-made movie. And it's
I need to go back.
Funny.
It's been a long time.
Yeah, and it's,
oh, it's
if you only ever
movie.
Saw it on video, it's shitty. There's never been a good copy. They just finally fixed it 20
and
years
that
later.
Is, that's the only way that I've seen it.
Yeah, so. it's a shitty. It's one of the shittiest transfers ever. Hmm. So that's been fixed, and it was just fun to watch that today. And I was just loving everybody in it. So much fun, and there you
excited.
Go.
There she is with the new other movie. Just briefly, my happiest moment of the week was yesterday. I met with contractors. And I'm getting a solid block wall encompassing my entire backyard next Thursday and Friday, and I'll be done. I'll have a private backyard where I can.
Hooray!
I love it.
Do whatever
what do you have
people
right now?
Do. And
fence?
I have like one side's link? A chain link, which is you can see into the neighbor's yard and out the alley and all everything else.
Yeah.
But there's a guy in our neighborhood who's been buying up houses and flipping them and doing that high energy stuff where it's all new windows and new insulation and new air conditioning, yada, yada, yada. So he's doing block walls around the backyard. So my neighbor, there's a common wall on her side, so she split the cost with that contractor. Then she wanted a wall on the other side, and I convinced my landlord to split the cost and do all that. So I'm getting the whole thing. So now I can start redoing my backyard and make it into something.
So you can be in your nude, because we don't have high. Well, they can't see your backyard from the Legacy, can they?
Not since the accident.
Okay. So it's kind of nice. Like, I don't have any second story neighbors. I have the extra foot on my wall. So if I wanted to go out there and dance around naked in the moonlight, like I was in, you know.
Yeah, I'm naked in my backyard a lot.
The Red Dragon.
I don't know if my neighbors can see me.
Covered in blood in the moonlight.
So. We'll find out later, the stalkers. The other things that we did. Now, granted, my mother and I are really not huge Christmas people. So what did we do? Last Saturday, I got her in the car and drove her up to the Anthem, the outlet malls, where the nation's largest Christmas tree is.
I love
it's
that.
110 feet tall. Nation's largest.
Wow.
Tallest, rather. Tallest, mm-hmm. Yeah. 110 feet tall, an actual live tree cut from the California-Oregon border, brought in. Here's what I don't understand. All of us growing up, remember, you bring a live tree into the house, and you do it 2 weeks before Christmas, and though you water it, you work to keep that fucking tree green and not brittle until Christmas Day, right? When every needle falls off.
Uh-huh.
That son of a bitch has been up there since early November. I don't know what they're doing to it to make it live, but it's still standing upright. Well, and
they replanted it.
Hasn't caught
in the middle of the parking lot.
Oddly, no, because it showed up with no ball. They had actually cut the trunk of the tree. I was kind of surprised at that. But it was really, so we're laughing as we're driving up because it was torrential rain, and Mom's like, this is the best day ever to go see the tree.
Look up.
Yeah.
Get the day we're in the eye with the rain.
Two of us don't really care, but it's the worst day at all to go see it, and we drive up to go and do that. But it was fun, so we went from that to lunch, and then we saw Lincoln, which was, we'll talk about the entertainment. We saw that. It was a good day. Good. And then I thought I would share this because somebody posted something about this on Facebook, and because I know so much about holidays, just like Karen Walker, I thought we would share this little snippet with us to remind us what the holidays really mean. Karen?
Grace! It's Christmas, for goodness sake! Think about the baby Jesus. Up in that tower, letting his hair down. So that the three wise men can climb up and spin the dreidel and see that there's 6 more weeks of winter.
Oh, Karen, we hardly knew you. All right. I want to also remind you that we will be here live on Christmas Day. Katie will not be with her. She's with her family and friends. We will be here. It's is Aaron coming, Marnie?
She is.
Yep. Marnie and Aaron will be here. Al, you bringing anybody else? Oh, Harrison's coming.
That's New Year's.
That's New Year's.
Nice.
Got it.
I was all, is she?
No, Harrison's here for New Year's Day.
Okay.
And then my mom's coming.
Nice.
And then I'll be here. So we'll be live. If you're wondering if we'll be live for you on that lovely Christmas Day, we will be right here on Q Talk America. We'll be right back with headlines right after this.
If you think it sucked so far, just wait till after this 30-second dance break. Listening to Q Talk Arizona.
Hi, it's Clayton McKee from Q Talk America. Would you like to receive 50% off your next purchase of an adult DVD, adventurous toy, or maybe even a new lube you've heard about and wanted to try? Well, now you can. Check out AdamMail.com and you can receive 50% off just about any item. In addition to that great savings, AdamMail.com will also throw in 3 free all-male DVDs that's sure to get you in the mood. And they'll even throw in free shipping. All you have to do to take advantage of this special offer is go to AdamMail.com and use coupon code QTALK1. That's QTALK1. When you do, you'll get all 3 DVDs and free shipping for your entire order. Remember, that's AdamMail.com.
Here's a look at this day in history. December 18th.
On this day in 1865, slavery was abolished with the ratification of the 13th Amendment. In 1999, environmental activist Julia Butterfly Hill came back to solid ground after 2 years of living in a tree. Hill was protesting the logging of California's redwood forests.
For these past 6 years,
today in 2006, Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld stepped down. And on this day in 1620, colonists landed at Plymouth. The 102 voyagers were heading for the Hudson River and seeking a place to call home, but winter was approaching, so they settled for Cape Cod. Though legend has them landing on a rock, being greeted by friendly natives, the truth is there was no stepping stone and no welcome wagon. And that's this day in history.
All righty, here's a look at headlines. I was so into this day in history, I forgot to turn on my mic. Here's a look at some headlines we're going to chat about right here on Q Talk America on a Tuesday night. The Shop with a Cop event helps local Phoenix children. A study says that bald men are viewed as taller and stronger. Three arrested in a massive maple syrup heist. A woman's sex romp exposes a workman's comp scam. And a Moscow circus claims that vodka saved the elephants.
Saved me.
These stories and more. Plus, Al's entertainment segment coming up next right here on Q-Talk America. Oh, my God. I read this, and I really did think of you. Not because of the elephants, but because of the vodka.
Yeah, I would hope that would come first.
Circus trainers claim that two of their elephants were saved from a deadly Siberian cold by vodka. Emergency Ministry spokesman Alexander Davidoff said Friday that the elephants were in a trailer that caught fire Thursday outside of the city of Novosibirsk. That's European,
yeah, so I'm
European,
not going to get it.
Forcing trainers to take the elephants out into the bitter cold before another truck arrived to take them to a local gym that was heated. Their local newspaper reported that a trainer had the animals aged at 45 and 48. He had them drink 2.5 gallons of vodka diluted in warm water each. And the veterinarian confirmed that later only the tips of their ears had been frostbitten. They said that scientists say the alcohol can make humans feel warmer, but actually it lowers the core body temperature. The zoo director there said that the vodka saved the animals from frostbite and pneumonia without harming them or even intoxicating them. An elephant, really, 2.5 gallons of diluted vodka is probably not really going to do that.
It doesn't do a thing to me.
It's like you're in a bowling alley, you know what I mean? Come on.
Please.
I'm going to need more of a challenge than that.
Yeah. Seriously.
Give me a good challenge, exactly.
How long were they out there? I need a time frame for the 2.5 gallons.
Right.
San Mateo, California, a sex romp in a public park has helped prosecutors convict a California woman of faking an ankle injury to collect workman's compensation payments. San Mateo County prosecutors say 29-year-old, I'm not going to screw this up, it's not even, Miss Martin, we'll just call her that because her last name is Martin. She reported the injury while working at a Sequoia Union High School district as a janitor in 2009. She claimed she couldn't walk and needed crutches. District Attorney Steve Wagstaff says the investigators caught Martin on videotape throwing her crutches into a car and running in high heels in a public park. Then she allegedly performed a sex act in the park on a boyfriend, and doctors concluded that there was no way she could have done it if her ankle was injured in such a way. She pled no contest to fraud, was sentenced to 9 months in jail. She was also ordered to pay back more than $79,000 in restitution.
Wow.
A call to her attorney was not immediately returned.
That's like that Brady Bunch episode, remember, where they got in the car accident and the guy pretended to be injured and...
I don't.
Then he could turn his head.
He was performing a sex act, though?
Yes.
Okay. But I never watched
Marsha,
that.
Marsha.
I didn't get to the end of the episode to find out which Brady he was performing it on.
Probably Greg.
I don't remember that because I didn't watch it.
Because they were all fucking around with Greg.
Yeah, they all were. Including Mom.
This one, another one.
Yeah.
Another one for Al. Well, she did that Wesson Oil later in life. Wasn't
she
that
sure
what
did?
She did?
That's
yeah.
Right.
Florence Henderson.
Wessonality.
Oh, that's true. Wessonality.
Nice.
With a ding.
Forget about hair plugs. New research suggests that men with thinning hair would do better by just simply shaving it all off. A new study indicates men who choose to go bald by shaving their heads are perceived as being much more masculine, even taller, and physically stronger, although less attractive than men with a full head of hair. The study included 3 tests of people's perceptions of men based on how much hair they had on their heads. I thought that was... Oh, you look...
No one has ever mistaken me for taller.
The winky eyes is like, you're taller.
Yeah, I wondered how you would be perceived as taller.
And then it says less attractive. Yeah. I think you are dead sexy.
Thank you.
Dead sexy. By the way, this just in from my friend Michael Rodriguez, who works at Disneyland. Those are called single rider passes.
Ah.
That's what they... So you can ride the ride, go out swap the kid.
Yeah.
The other parent can go in and do it. That's called a single rider pass.
It's like such a good, it's great.
Now that's how I do Magic Mountain.
Okay.
I do Magic Mountain. You get the flex pass.
Right.
That gets you to cut a couple of lines. And then you just make a pact with your friends that, you know, really.
We're just gonna
be looking forward and screaming. Yeah. Can I catch you later? And so we get in the so you run around, you get in the single rider line, and you get on fast. So people were waiting like 3 hours to ride the X one time.
Yeah,
I rode it like 5 times in an hour.
Oh, well, that's like when I ski, because I ski in the winters, and I will go whenever I'm with friends or family. See, I didn't know that was a single rider. I would do that more frequently, but I do that when I'm skiing. You know, there's a long ass line to ride with your three friends.
Right.
Or
right.
You get in the single rider and you ride up one car
with
the
three.
Another,
yeah, with the three.
With the other three.
With
friends
the other three. Yeah.
Right. You'll make the fourth
that's
of a threesome.
So smart. Yeah.
Oh yeah, totally. Yeah. He was asking. You see, are you coming to Disneyland? I'm like, no. I'm just talking about it on the show. He's like, oh, I got it. This is also the friend of mine who not only permits me passes when I go. I was sitting at my mom's house right after the election. Remember when Romney went to Disneyland? They were on TMZ. They had footage of him. And my friend Michael was actually escorting the Romney family around Disneyland.
Wow.
He goes, they were all very nice. I'm like, yeah, I'm probably the tail between their legs because they got their ass whipped.
A little bit.
Some Phoenix police officers flexed their shopping muscles on Tuesday morning with a grateful bunch of school kids. More than 100 officers and 62 children gathered at the Christown Mall Target. It's a super Target, by the way. For the second annual Shop with a Cop event, the kids from Phoenix and Tucson each get $200 a piece to spend on gifts. The beauty of this is that most of the kids, they don't shop for themselves. They shop for their families and make sure that their siblings often get things and never buy things for themselves. More often than not, they completely ignore toys. They buy clothing, Christmas ornaments that they want for their family's Christmas trees, and they get things for their parents. Ariana, a local 11-year-old girl, spent most all of her $200 on gifts for her unborn baby sister due in 2 months. Isn't that cute?
That's sweet.
I thought that was so cute.
Nice things happen near my home. Isn't that nice to know?
Yes. And depending on where you are on Facebook, everything seems to think you're posting it from the Christown trailer park, which I fucking hate.
There are like multiple trailer parks, and out by my folks' home, it's Weedville or Weedtown, Arizona, and we think that's funny.
Yeah.
It's Weedville.
I have a postcard on the thing of my bed from Weed, California.
That's awesome.
You can't even imagine what weed is pictured.
No.
I know. Isn't that funny?
Isn't that crazy?
Let your imagination run wild.
Yeah, well, not too wild because it's pretty, you know, it's not a dandelion.
Rule that one out. Yeah. The prettiest weed there is.
This one, which I believe I brought something up about this a couple months ago because I thought it was funny that there was a maple syrup heist. The story reads as follows. Fire up the griddle. Much of a huge cache of maple syrup snatched from a Quebec storage facility has been recovered. Three people have been arrested and 5 others are being sought in connection with the theft from a warehouse in Saint-Louis-de-Blanford, Quebec. That was Europe, as close as I'm going to get.
Practice France. That's what we call Quebec.
Quebec? Quebec police said in a statement on Tuesday, the theft occurred between August 11 and July of 2012. Two-thirds of the syrup was recovered, according to the police statement. This is what gets me. The Federation of Quebec Maple Syrup Producers, which bills itself as the keeper of the Global Strategic Maple Syrup Reserve.
Which sounds something like out of Austin Powers.
Right, it does.
It sure does.
They said
$1 million.
They said in August that 10 million pounds of maple syrup was in a warehouse when the theft occurred, but then they weren't sure exactly how much is missing now, but the total value of the syrup was put at $30 million.
Oh, wow.
It's a big industry.
That's a huge. But I guess, according to this, 80% of the world's maple syrup comes from Quebec. I didn't realize that. But that's funny. I guess there were no...
goddamn foreigners.
The barrels that they... I guess the barrels that they keep it locked up in, they did an inventory check and found out that all these barrels that everybody thought was full weren't. So over the course of time from August 11 to July of 12, somebody had just been slowly siphoning out little bits. What really? Is there a black market that you're in for maple syrup?
Apparently.
As soon as you have a chance to have, like, if you're into, like, the syrupy sort of breakfast foods, which I wish I could eat more, but I'm already this big, so we can't go there, too. As soon as you have real maple syrup, like true, like you will kick Aunt Jemima in the face past the golden
right.
griddle. Like there is such a fucking difference.
I remember
there.
Years ago, God, Mom will probably remember this. There was a place we used to go down. It was a tourist thing. It was called War Eagle Mill. It was an actual functioning mill on a river in Northwestern Arkansas, and they actually had somebody somewhere maple syrup, and I remember it being so different, and we cherished this bottle of maple syrup because it was so much better than, you know, whatever Golden Griddle or whatever the fuck else they, you know, they're schlepping at Kroger. But it was phenomenal.
Oh, it's
we held on it so
difference.
Long that it actually crystallized and became sugar again, and we couldn't use it.
But yeah, now it's sugar.
Like, I do the really super pathetic. Not only do I go like Log Cabin Aunt Jemima, but then I do like sugar free. You know, sugar free.
That's when I'm like, just
free.
Stop eating that. You know what I mean?
I shouldn't even put it on.
You've taken all the joy out of food.
Which leads me to something else. I'm going to ask you. I'm going to write this down. I'm going to put this down here. It'll remind me to ask you about a question that I have for you a little bit later in the show.
I actually know what that means.
Yeah, I figured
it's
too
funny.
Well, it is. It's now 7:45 on a Tuesday night, and it's time now for our dear friend Al and his entertainment segment.
Well, we have so much more nominations coming out of everywhere in the most wonderful time of the year, Oscar season. So we're all leading up to it, and I have all kinds of shit to talk about. So you can end that music whenever you want to.
We're going
to
ride the whole thing.
All right.
It's like Entertainment Tonight when they have it underneath Mary Hart's legs.
Well, then imagine you're looking at a picture of Sally Field and the lion from The Life of Pi. Tiger.
I haven't seen The Life
Bear.
Of Pi yet.
I don't know what the hell
it's a I think it's a tiger.
I don't know what fuck that thing is.
Yeah, but I want to see that one too. But yeah, so to continue on about Miss Field.
All right, so we'll start with nominations announced. We'll start with the Screen Actors Guild, which is a pretty good prognosticator, if you will, of the Oscars. And actor Bradley Cooper, Silver Linings Playbook. I keep talking about it. Daniel Day-Lewis, I think that's the biggest shoe in there. John Hawkes, who I've already said is going to win Best Actor for The Sessions. Hugh Jackman for Les Miserables. Denzel Washington gets in for Flight, which I said if they go lamestream. Mm-hmm. I have to add, and it's not on any of my lists, but I watched it this afternoon before I came here, Bernie, which I was going to call him Buffy. Buddy watched over the summer.
Buffy, did you call him Buffy?
Yeah, Buffy.
He's dead to me. Buffy. He won't come in and talk about movies. So Bernie
he can't come in.
I know. With Jack Black and Shirley MacLaine, Buddy was dead on right. That movie was phenomenal. I have watched so many bad movies this week on video, like Magic Mike, Don't Waste Your Time.
The
Campaign,
the
Don't Waste.
So bad.
It called again? The Jack
Bernie,
Black?
Bernie. So much fun. Such a funny movie. Jessica Chastain, who I think is going to be our winner for Best Actress, gets it for Zero Dark 30, Marianne Cotillard, Rustin Bone, Jennifer Lawrence for Silver Linings Playbook, Helen Mirren for Hitchcock, which I loved.
Yeah, I want to see that too.
And Naomi Watts for The Impossible. I thought I was going to bring that up somewhere else. Hmm. So that's your big things. The little surprises here and there. We had talked about earlier in the summer whether Philip Seymour Hoffman would sell his ego and bump himself down to supporting actor for The Master, and it worked. He got the nomination, and not Joaquin Phoenix.
Right.
Oh yeah, no, he's phenomenal.
Good.
It's a tough movie. It's not an easy movie. I dragged Harrison to it. She's probably still mad at me.
What's up,
Joaquin, who I think is the only other real competition for Best Actor, has been like bad mouthing award ceremonies. So he is missing from this list. But Philip Seymour Hoffman makes it, and Sally Field gets in. Anne Hathaway, who I think is going to be our winner. We get into a lot of weird politics with the Oscars this year, because your heavy favorites like Daniel Day-Lewis, no one's going to give him a third Oscar. It's not going to happen.
No.
Okay. Sell it now. Sally Field's a third Oscar, possibly, but that's a big fucking deal. It took 30-some years to give the greatest living actress a third Oscar. Nobody's rushing to it. Helen Hunt's not going to get a second actress.
Actress. Though I agree Sally Field was good in Lincoln, and if you weren't listening 20 minutes ago, I saw it Saturday.
Yeah.
And proud of myself and my mom, sat through all of it, didn't get up once. So
yes.
That was done. Though I agree, and I learned a lot, in if it is factor historically
sticks,
fact.
Sticks pretty close. Sticks pretty close.
I learned a lot about a lot of things in that movie. But though I agree that it was she did a damn good job, do you think that's Oscar worthy?
Nomination worthy. That's
not nomination worthy.
It's honored to be nominated. Doug and I have that category every year. And anybody who caught last week's show, the Wilk and I have been friendly rivals on the Oscars for 27 years.
So
now.
Stop the hate mail.
Right. I love him dearly.
Like your category is honored to be nominated. That's what she calls
him. Oh yeah, Doug and I have so many categories. We have so many categories that we play. So outstanding members of a cast, which is their version of Best Picture.
No. Harrison posted she's not mad, just confused.
Yeah. Oh yeah, she's still wondering what the hell it was about. Argo gets it. Best Exotic Marigold Hotel, which I saw over the summer and recommended highly. Les Miserables. Lincoln Silver Linings Playbook. So Silver Linings Playbook is the movie that
it is so
is coming out of nowhere
me.
And is it was wonderful. It was really good.
Oh, that's shocking.
Now the good news is for those of us that don't go to movies as
Tell
much
me
as
again,
I do.
Who's in that?
Jennifer what? Lawrence.
Jennifer Lawrence, Bradley Cooper, Robert De Niro, Chris Tucker, Jackie Weaver. So it's top loaded with Oscar nominees. Okay. Except for Bradley Cooper. And seriously, I'm going to force movies down your throat every fucking week now, so I never have to hear the phrase, I've never heard of that movie before. Right. So that Winter's Bone doesn't make it to the Oscar with nobody knowing what the hell Jennifer Lawrence... Jennifer Lawrence deserves an Oscar just for Winter's Bone from 4 years ago.
Right. That she was no
one like Hurt Locker, no. no one would go see that with me. I couldn't pay somebody. No. So now I just go to movies by myself. So in television, also in here, anything exciting?
I was so excited when I saw this... when I saw them reading the nominations, I was really thinking about you.
Yeah, and Jessica Lange makes it.
I didn't watch it, but I was really thinking about that you were probably watching
it. As she turned the channel, she was like, ow.
The Golden Globes are no longer playing along that American Horror Story is a miniseries. They are now calling it a series. So that that kind of puts American Horror Story in a little tougher categories. I'm trying to see if there's anybody really surprising in here. Sofia Vergara is the only woman nominated for... Modern Family, and if she doesn't win, I'm going to break a TV in my house that's not my favorite.
Because wasn't the other, that other woman kept winning, has won the last 2 years in a row.
Right. Julie
What's
Bowen.
Her name? Yeah.
Julie Bowen, very good, not as good as Sofia Vergara. So, for Best Comedy, 30 Rock, Big Bang Theory, Glee makes a surprise appearance on this. And I think they're having a great resurgence. Their Christmas episode was fantastic.
So it really, I happened to just catch that. It was. I was surprised.
The music
that
was good.
Thursdays?
Yeah, they had three good episodes in a row. And I have
it's
to tell you,
so good.
On the TV thing, my favorite episode of television in a really long time, standalone, you don't need any background to watch it, watch the Christmas episode of The New Girl. Okay. It is like
he was talking about this.
It's up there with like the Frasier episode for Leap Year and the Friends episode where they play the game. They play the board game to win the apartment.
To win the apartment.
Yeah,
a transponster.
I mean, that kind of fucking good.
Transponster.
Yeah. Her name was Nana. She had a name. Okay. So now the Golden Globes, which do not, they're not anything. There's nothing Oscar related about this. These are just whores that hand out awards and they want people to show up and get drunk on TV.
But it is really fun to watch.
It's really fun to watch. It's the most it's one of the most entertaining
it's
ones.
It's so fun.
You get Argo. Life of Pi makes it into here because they split between comedy and drama. So Exotic Marigold Hotel makes it. And then my movie of the summer, Moonrise Kingdom, makes it.
Oh, yeah.
So that gets the nod there. Nothing really big here. They found a way to nominate Maggie Smith for something twice. But... Jack Black gets in for Bernie here, which after watching that today, I really loved it. I'm trying to see if there's anything fun in... Nicole Kidman is making a big surge for The Paperboy, the movie with Zac Efron where she pees on him, which is the only thing I know, and I guess it's by the guy that made
she
Precious.
She loses a child or something?
No, that's The Rabbit Hole. That's a couple years ago.
Oh, Rabbit Hole. Okay, yeah.
This is a new one where she pees on... Nicole Kidman pees on the other kid.
Sounds like that's just the plot of it. You keep saying that. Like, the plot is...
It got really shitty reviews, but it's such a weak year for actors that I think Nicole Kidman comes in. I'll get to that in a minute. Okay, so for dramas, nothing new or exciting except for The Newsroom is got a couple nominations, which surprises everybody. But everything else is the standard TV fare. No, Smash gets a musical or comedy instead of Glee. Girls makes it in. Episodes makes it in. The only good thing about the Golden Globes is if you're sitting at a party and you're like, I never heard of that show, watch the Golden Globes. If it's hot, they usually nominate it because they get the chance to nominate something mid-season. So they gave Glee their first break. They've given a lot of shows their first big break. So they're good to TV. Their movie shit doesn't really matter. The Critics' Choice Awards, which doesn't really affect a lot of stuff, except for Javier Bardem gets a mention for Skyfall, and so does Judi Dench, which really kind of amazed me that... that Skyfall could get in there. That gives it a little bit of buzz. All these things are just... people don't watch movies that are in the Academy. That's the point. And I get so pissed off that no one sees the movies. Because I've actually seen them, so let me vote. But most of the people are too busy to watch the movies. So they look at all these lists and they're like, well, I like him. Or they wait for the buzz and they watch some award shows or some interviews if they don't get screeners sent out. And then they'll ask for screeners. So it's kind of hard.
How does one get in the Academy?
You have to be invited most of the time. Like Rosie O'Donnell for A League of Their Own, she's made a couple movies with Tom Hanks.
Yeah.
So Tom Hanks has nominated, suggested
you really
her,
should be in that.
Right. Or you have to be in a nominated movie, but you get invited. There's a list.
Let's get you on that list.
Oh,
now.
For the love of fuck, what do I got to do?
Let's get you on that list.
There aren't many critics.
Merry Christmas.
So Entertainment Weekly has this thing, and I'll share this with you. Oh, I have time. For the 25 movies you need to see to be ready for the Oscars, and it kind of doubles as the 25 best movies of the year so far. Lincoln is number one. It would be Steven. There's a lot of third Oscars in Lincoln is the problem, so I think that's going to hold... That's going to hold it back. When you give a third Oscar, you're anointing somebody. Third Oscars are rarer than eggnog.
And who are you saying was actress on earth that got the third Oscar?
Meryl Streep. And it took 30 years. And hers are not all. One of hers is supporting.
I do love her.
So she doesn't even have three best actresses one. So it's kind of iffy. As far as I'm concerned on Oscar politics, I don't think so. Les Mis, Zero Dark Thirty, which is not out yet, which is cheating. Argo, if you haven't seen it, please go. It's so much fun. Silver Linings Playbook, can't say enough about it. Life of Pi, did you see it this week?
You know, I didn't. Kelly was out of town for the majority, like the whole beginning of the week before we left, and
yes or no would have sufficed.
Yeah, but go see it out. I would love to talk about it because
a long
story really
longer that her brother saw it and said it was like masterful, like yes. beautiful and stunning.
And you get caught up a little bit too much in the beauty of the movie that you're kind of like, you could have given away the metaphor a little bit earlier, but beautifully done.
And based on a true story, right? Or something I thought that
it's based. It's based on a novel, and there may have been a shipwreck, but it's.
Oh, I thought there was some based on a.
Beautifully, and it's Ang Lee's version of Hugo for last year, where you get a filmmaker that's done a whole career of beautifully made movies. Brokeback Mountain is his most famous, and Hidden Drag Queen, Crouching Dragon. I don't know what that movie's called, but gorgeous movies. This is his culmination of beautiful, beautiful. See it in a big theater. All the it's just gorgeous to watch. You just feel like you're in a warm blanket of beautiful movies. Amour is the big French movie that everyone is going on and on about. That will factor way bigger in the it did well in the Critics' Choice and it will do well in the Oscar thing. Flight, Rust and Bone is Marianne Cotillard. She's playing a handicapped person. That's always a big plus.
They like that.
The Master, Moonrise Kingdom, which I keep talking about. Beast of the Southern Wild comes out the first week in January on DVD if you haven't seen it. Django Unchained is getting great reviews. And Leonardo DiCaprio will probably show up in the Best Supporting Actor thing and may win because he's owed. I mean, it's time. The Sessions, Macy Gray.
Wow.
What's his name? Macy. Something Macy.
William H. Macy.
Has a good shot at Best Supporting Actor here as well. Great movie. Helen Hunt is phenomenal in it. John Hawkes, I think, is Best Actor. Anna Karenina, which I saw last week, another gorgeous, gorgeous movie. It's a little over the top theatrical, so Dark Knight Rises, Best Exotic, Marigold Hotel. Looper is getting a lot of screenplay love. How to Survive a Plague is the documentary about the AIDS epidemic.
Oh yeah.
Perks of Being a Wallflower, which unfortunately I missed, and then the one that I'm kind of looking forward to in a strange way is The Impossible, which is Ewan McGregor, Naomi Watts, and someone named Tom Holland. We have to look up. It's limited release early December. They're going to wait, get their nominations, get whatever love they can, and then push for real in January. It's the true story of a family in the tsunami in Thailand, in the survivors. And I guess it's like special effects meets great acting. It's like the Titanic of this year, of like just all this humanity. But it's the real story. Nobody made up and... they're really trying to sell this right so it doesn't die in the theater. So that's one to really, really look for.
I love Ewan McGregor from Trainspotting. This sounds a little bit different.
Yes. So that's pretty much it for movies. Moonrise
Tom
Kingdom.
Tom Holland is very young.
Very young. He plays the oldest son. And I guess the separation, but it's supposed to be phenomenal.
I have a question. If I could just interrupt you may I just?
Yeah, please.
In reference to television, you mentioned Modern Family. I happened to catch it the other night, and it was just funny. The whole thing where they transformed the lot into the baseball park, and it was just funny stuff. What is the deal? Now, she's pregnant. She's got the speaker strapped to her tummy. She's singing to the kid. What's the storyline here with her being pregnant?
Because she had a care. Oh
no, no. I mean, where do you think they're gonna go with this? Really, is she having a kid? Seriously, she's not.
Oh no,
no. The character is.
Yeah, I think it was just a way to get more storyline for Ed O'Neill and her, just to give them more to do The dynamic of the three of them with Manny, I think, is so good.
So it's going to wind up just being the mishaps of her and a newborn. And
Manny really raising the child, one being too old, her being too crazy.
Well, and then you've got Lily, who is talking
more
and
more. Who we can all agree is a mess. That is the best line from Luke when he keeps saying, but we can all agree she's a mess, right?
Right.
So then for Tyler, if you've never seen it, I happened to catch a piece of it on cable a couple weeks ago, and I thought of you for a suggestion for renting. It's called Beautiful Thing. Find it on video. It takes place in London with the music of the Mamas and the Papas and Mama Cass. And it is just a charming, charming gay love story. And it's fantastic. And it's a great way to spend a winter night.
A winter night. Tyler from Tennessee could find a movie and maybe a snuggle buddy. And then all would work out.
These are tough times. That's a lot to get in.
You did good.
I don't know how you do that. That's good.
It's called show prep, Katie.
Seeing the movie is thank
It is
you.
Tuesday night.
You I don't sleep. That helps.
You are live with the show with Clayton McKee. Along with me is Marnie Ryer, Katie June, Al Perkins. We've got more coming up. In fact, two more full live hours coming up right here from the Q-Talk Studios in Central Phoenix. Please hang with us, won't you?
You've been listening to The Show with Clayton McKee on Q-Talk Arizona. You're listening to Q-Talk Arizona. The following broadcast contains adult humor, language, and topics, along with partial nudity. Actual knowledge is used sparingly. The show is a result of a lost bet and a bad game of rock, paper, scissors. It's The Show with Clayton McKee on Q-Talk Arizona. And now, a man with a face for radio, Clayton McKee.
Oh, well, good evening once again. This is Clayton McKee coming to you live from the Q-Talk America Studios in Central Phoenix. It's Tuesday night. You are entering the second hour of our live three-hour show. We do it every Tuesday night. Don't forget you can catch a rebroadcast of this very show Saturday mornings. I believe it's at 9 a.m. or 10. Just click on it, listen. I'm not exactly sure where the hell it is. But the third hour, don't forget that, the third hour is only downloadable. So you rebroadcast the first two hours, and then if you want to find out what the hell happened for the remaining hour, please check out whatever the show is, plus 0.5. You get that final hour of the show. We're in the... I'm sorry, I didn't have your mic on. What?
I was told there'd be no math.
No,
now
not
I
much.
Have to add 0.5.
Oh, Lord.
Knowledge used sparingly and no math. I want to also remind you that this Friday the 21st, I believe it's 7 p.m. Phoenix time, Arizona time, there is a show they're going to have right here on the last day of the Earth, if it actually is happening. I believe Joe DeGanzik is hosting Dr. Lisa Moore and Reverend Rick Schaefer for a show about answering some of your questions, I guess, about what the hereafter and what you're here after, and then maybe also some individual readings. If you've got some questions, I'm sure the phone lines will be open. You can call in and talk to them and find out more about the end of the earth, if it's going to happen. If not, well, then you'll join us for the rebroadcast of the show on Saturday, I'm pretty sure. Oh, at this time, we like to kick off what we like to call our little drink-along.
And now, a drink-along. We dare you to stay awake during this royalty-free music and to play a drinking game with us. If you are currently or soon to be driving a car, you cannot play. If you are presently the primary caregiver for children and or the elderly, you may desperately want to play, but no. If you are listening from a rehab facility, you are disqualified because you already hit bottom, and that means you already won this game at least once. If playing this game is in any way illegal for you, put the bottle down and make better life choices. There is no good in your goodbye, and there is no lifeguard on duty, so you will be swimming at your own risk. Tell your lawyer to take the fucking day off. You can't sue us. We warned you. Good luck.
Our drinking word for tonight will be cookie.
Oh, I think that's a good one, based on the case of cookies.
They surround me.
Do you feel comforted by the cookie?
No. Mm-hmm. No.
Cookie good enough for me.
We want a cookie.
Yes, indeed.
I really have to catch up on my Sesame Street. No, it turns out I am out of the loop.
No. Come to find out, we watched it years ago. So we are kicking off our second hour, and as we are, basically what we're calling this segment is 4440, which it's four people, four lists, and it's 40 minutes before we go into something else that may bore you to death. So it's just it's basically 40 minutes of us going off on whatever the fuck we want. You got lists of things. You want to talk about something, bring it up, do it. So we'll start with whoever wants to go first. Al, you just finished a movie segment.
Yeah,
Marnie,
so I'm
you,
good.
Would you like to go?
No,
you,
I think Katie did.
Yeah, I mean, I'll jump in.
Go, Katie, go.
I'm never shy.
Got it. Hey.
Can't tell.
No, that's weird.
I have a couple of things. I had something rolled over from last week, but then a couple of other things that I have kind of had on the brain.
Okay.
I know that we agreed and we all kind of set our piece about the tragedy right. this last week. And so I won't go necessarily there, but of course then what comes out of that, which is something that Marty and I both touched on a little bit, was the, you know, gun laws. And of course we know that it's, you know, you can't take guns away from people. But what I thought was really interesting is that Senator Feinstein is reintroducing a gun control bill. She is a senator from California. And actually,
who you might remember from the times of Harvey Milk. Mm-hmm. That's
true.
That is the start of her political career.
Which I have a really interesting piece. Yeah, a really super interesting piece of information, which people, you know, might know. I didn't. It's some specifics about that shooting. But I could start there. When she was actually at the city hall in San Francisco when the shooting happened and was one of the first responders. She actually watched Dan White, who was another supervisor at the time, leave city hall. She found Harvey Milk and went to take his pulse. Mm-hmm. And it says, right, that her finger slipped into a bullet hole on his neck when she was trying to take his pulse.
Oh, wow. I didn't realize that.
Graphic, right?
Right.
But very close to her heart. And something, right, the start of her career.
And unfortunately, not finger on the pulse. So
yeah.
Right, no. Finger no. not on the pulse
Did
of
not
that.
Happen.
Right.
We won't give her a hashtag lucky for the week.
So she had it previously introduced an assault weapons ban that expired in 2004. And with the state of our Congress, our Senate at that time, having George W. Bush as our president, we let it expire. So she's reintroduced it, essentially, like, you know, Marnie, you're saying, is that, yes, you can't keep people from having, you know, weapons of war, which is what she's calling them. Yeah. And we need to keep weapons of war off of our streets.
Sure.
There's just no reason.
I like that.
Yeah. And that you can make it illegal. So people will still have them, certainly. But if you are caught with them, then you go to jail. Good. You're punished. And and making those things, you know, I was also hearing lots of people talking about how easy it is to buy guns on the internet. No background checks. You know, we're not doing any more, no more, you know, waiting period is happening.
Go to a gun show here.
Yeah. And just
you can
just
go
pick
to a
up.
Gun show here. And
right.
They
did make a mention that on the local radio that a lot of them, there's none.
They don't care at all. I mean, they're businesses. They're in it for a profit and they're going to just sell you the guns. There was a really interesting.
Oddly, your drug dealer, the same thing.
Yeah. Right. That's how that works.
You OD, it's not their problem.
No.
But they got their cash.
They washed their hands in it.
Yeah.
A couple of pieces, I should look it up. I don't have it right in front of me, and I don't remember the exact specifics of the statistic, but it's, you know, 90%, you know, people always say that they keep guns in their homes to protect themselves, and over 90% of guns that are used by civilians are not used in instances of protection or self-defense. They're used for murders, straight-up murders, suicides, and other, you know, armed robberies, things like that. They aren't used for the reason that everyone, you know, it's all the people are saying, give me my guns to protect myself. That's actually not what people are using guns for.
Yeah.
The guns that are being used. Mm-hmm. And that's not, you don't have to have a gun for an armed, you know, to protect yourself against an armed robbery. You're probably not going to be involved in one.
Honey, get my
AK-47. If you don't actually have a gun.
Yeah. And
someone's coming in.
Right. I heard a strange statistic on, I don't know if it's true, but I assume it was fairly well researched, that New York has the strictest gun control laws in the country. And that New York City is the safest urban center in the country.
Wow.
Like, they have the lowest crime rate.
Well, and you look at all of those things that circulate around the internet all the time. Gun deaths, right? Gun deaths in Australia are 8 annually. Gun deaths in the United Kingdom are 147 annually. And then it says gun deaths in the United States are like 12,000 annually.
It's very high, right.
And we're the ones that are saying, nope. Leave us our guns and give us.
Are we the lawless old west? Like, is that the appeal? Is it, you know, video games?
I think it's the ignorance. I think video games for sure. But I think that it's the ignorance of this is the land of the free and the home of the brave. And people take that and they fucking run with it.
It's both.
And they're morons.
Yeah.
Because they expand the fact that, well, You know, and again, I'm not talking change the Constitution and get in there and, like, you know, dig in and go crazy. But really? They were talking about muskets.
Yeah.
Back in the day.
It took you 3 minutes to reload. Right,
and you had, like, oh, God, I need some more power.
There was a whole different meaning when it was a different kind of society.
Yes. Oh, it wasn't about reloading your AK-47.
Well, and think
about... And there is no reloading. Once that clip is done, the police have arrived. Yeah.
Think about the boy who just... The next boy who was just murdered not too long ago in Florida. And very kind of Trayvon Martin-esque. The kid who was at the gas station. And he and his friends, they were young. They were African-American teenagers. They were bumping music. Okay, so older, middle-aged white guy pulls up next to them, doesn't like it, tells them to turn their music down. Mm-hmm. I'm certain that these children mouthed off a little bit, as I would have done to some old guy pulling up. Of course, you get into a war of words, you know.
So in other words, if I pull up next to you...
I would tell you to go fuck yourself, old man. Right. No, if you pulled up next to me, Clayton, I'd say,
I'd give you a cookie.
Want some candy, little girl?
I would. Oh, Billy Ocean.
Billy Ocean is infectious.
I would. And get into my car. I would invite you in any day.
Nothing makes me happier than the fact that that just happened.
That fucking song will not leave me alone.
It's good. So the boy is right... verbal sparring, and the guy pulls out a gun. You heard of this, I'm certain.
I saw the video of it.
The guy pulls out a gun and kills one of the teenagers. Kills him.
But says it first.
Good common
sense. He says, I feel threatened.
Didn't he say, I saw a gun? And these teenagers were completely unarmed.
Right.
There was no gun in the car. There was nothing. Yeah. He didn't like them. He was pissed.
Yeah.
He was pissed. They were probably all calling each other names. Sure. It just makes me feel so uneasy because I've been in a position like that where I've pissed off another driver as a teenager, you know, being stupid.
I did it
and
today.
I can't even imagine if somebody was just like, you bitch, and pulls out
a gun.
Remember
when road rage was the whole big thing? When road rage was going on.
That's true.
I don't know if they've just stopped. Because somebody said they just don't report on it anymore because it's not worth talking about. I don't know if that's still going on, but that was crazy, especially with me. I'm the worst driver.
Sure.
I think Harrison's a little worse than I am. I'm just kidding. I'm the worst driver in the entire world.
Yeah.
Like, hands down, can't park a car. If you're behind me waiting for me to parallel park, you should get out and shoot me because I'm that bad. You just want to, like, put that pet down.
But it's so scary that can happen. Anyhow, it is President Obama. They're saying that President Obama will be supportive of Senator Feinstein's weapon of...
And I feel a little bad because I had the big rant on about before the election to Republicans about no one is coming for your guns. We can kill as many people as we want to. We never get anywhere with the conversation. Obama's never mentioned the word gun in his 4 years as president. Turns out I was a liar.
Right.
We are coming for your guns.
Yeah. Well, your assault weapons. Your assault weapons.
But I laugh because I always tell people, like, shut up about abortion and we'll shut up about guns. Like, we can all...
Just kidding. Now just shut up about abortion.
Yeah. Turns out I was a liar.
End there. Hashtag end it.
Right.
So there's that. So another interesting piece of politics, which is not breaking news, but something that I kind of found interesting. I always think it's... wild, right? When you get celebrities who are jumping onto the political bandwagon. Of course, one of our most famous being Ronald Reagan.
Sure.
And he, you know, ended up being the Republicans' poster boy for president. So Ashley Judd is actually the top Democratic, polling as the top Democratic choice for the Senate in Kentucky.
I can see that.
And she's neck and neck with the Republican there. Yeah. She's about, they're in, I mean, come on. We're really early polls right now. Any polls that are going out are crazy early.
But is his re-election 14 or 16? Like, where does he fall?
It's happening in 14.
14, yeah. Mm-hmm. And she's very political. Yeah. Mitch McConnell's kind of a doink.
Total.
But she has been very active in campaigning. Very active
being an active donor, donor.
But in all kinds of advocacy all over the place. Mm-hmm. She's very politically motivated, genuinely from Kentucky. She doesn't have to just make it up like Clinton did because they hadn't lived anywhere in so long that they could pick any state they wanted to. No,
so it's kind of interesting. I mean, it'll be exciting to see how that plays out. She's very intelligent. She's very well spoken. The people there are really excited about getting behind her. So it'll be kind of
I can see that.
Kind of something fun to watch. And hopefully she can get out. Like, your eloquent way of calling Mitch McConnell a doink, another doink of a Republican, which we're seeing right now in the Family Research Council. Once again, kudos to our crazy, crazy, gay-hating Republican friends for just being assholes, yeah. Really. There has been a sexual harassment suit brought against some of the leaders of the Family Research Council, which, of course, they are...
And it's always ironically titled. They have no love for families whatsoever.
Not at all. Yeah. And their Family Research Council is major anti women's rights, so anti-choice, and major anti-LGBT. Mm-hmm. So they're kind of that, you know, stick post Republican organization. Anyhow, they were okay. So a woman that works there claimed that her boss, who is the director of the Center for Human Life and Bioethics, an arm of the Family Research Council. Referred to her use of birth control pills as whoring around, addressed emails to her with the words "Hi cutie," pressured her to attend parties, and referred to her as a young attractive woman. I'm not gonna lie. When someone refers to me as a young attractive woman, I don't care who it is. I'm gonna take it. And be like, thank you. I'm probably gonna like swish my hair around a little bit.
I'll go find a wig.
I mean, I'm gonna take that compliment.
If I don't get it with a gallon of vodka elephant, I'll take the pretty girl comment. Right. If given my choice,
or the taller, stronger, and bald portion.
Yeah. But she says, working in this environment, she's felt threatened. She's felt like the comments have been directed at her in anger and frustration because she uses birth control.
And why does anybody know that you use birth control?
It's crazy. I don't know. But I would.
I do. And just in case you all are wondering, I use birth control.
Oh, good. Good. Good.
I do.
Of course
you do. Up
the
butt, Bob.
Wow.
Up the butt.
I really do.
Oh, yeah, she does. She gets that shot.
Yeah.
You do?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought that just so you don't kill other people.
Why don't you quit whoring around?
Well, it is.
Okay, good. All right.
That's a part of
it. It's also good life control in your case.
Yes, exactly.
I mean, it's crazy. I think that, you know, a lot of these Christian organizations they talked about previously wanting, you know, demanding that their employees disclose whether or not they're on birth control, or you have to, you know, you're getting it on your insurance, and so then they'll know.
There's a lawsuit right there. That's got to be.
Yeah.
Oh, this is absolutely going to going into some arbitration. I mean, she's suing. It just is. I love it when they are just the hypocrisy that flows out of these organizations.
The biggest one during the Clinton scandal that was talking about human decency and oh my God, values. Yeah. And then he's giving blowjobs in a Minnesota
love it.
Restroom.
Oh, it makes me so happy.
Was that the
foot tapping?
And then he said he had a wide stance.
Yeah. Right.
He keeps his legs really far apart and taps a tune to take a shit. Come on.
The only reason I like to clear that up is because it was like the whole thing being from Minnesota was that he wasn't in Minnesota. Like he tried to use this. I wasn't in Minnesota kind of thing. Like there was something about it. So I was like, nope, it was Idaho.
Yeah.
He made some big deal about being in Idaho and somehow that was different. Yeah. You know, what?
It's less gay.
It's apparently.
Especially.
Apparently. And I don't know.
That's what living in the closet leads to. Mm-hmm. Like cheap, tawdry sex in a public restroom.
Yeah. And being caught.
Yeah. You're going to catch something. I don't know what it is. Athlete's foot. I'm not sure. But you're going to catch something.
Yes. So
especially with the wide stance.
Yeah.
And I found, so anyhow, I had to bring it up because I love
that's my, those are my, those are Christmas cookie stories
really,
to me. I need
really
a drink.
It really is. Chess, right. Sitting around a chestnuts roasting on an open fire and his were. so holiday cookies.
Oh,
Thank you.
The June family has just launched their inaugural cookie baking festivities.
Extravaganza.
So I know what you mean when you're saying you bit off a little more than you can chew.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. We made I mean, I can't. Ten
How
different
many
kinds
of, you?
Of cookies.
How many of you?
Three of us.
Yeah, okay.
We made 10 different kinds of cookies. Toffee, fudge. Oh. We made
any snickerdoodles?
Lemon bars. No.
What am I going to make you some fucking
snickerdoodle?
I have an aunt in Missouri who does that. Like, may her have her ship some in.
Yeah, no.
All I'm looking for.
I might as well take that shit on, too.
Call my Aunt Teresa. I'll have her ship us a box of
And I'm afraid to... I have to just confess. I'm afraid to learn how to make them. Because then I would just park a chair. I'd get a TV in my kitchen and a chair, and I would just sit there baking snickerdoodles and eating them.
Until
the caftan got tight. You know what I mean?
You know you're fat when the crotch on your caftan is tight.
And then there's mine.
And all our shoes are slip-ons.
Right. Oh, Mad TV, I love that. Oh,
that's how I feel with my cookie baking extravaganza. Turns out I made all these cookies, bought all these trays, and started to put them together and thought, I need to figure out how many neighbors I have. Yeah. Turns out there's 22 homes. Okay. So I was like, so I had to pick and choose the neighbors that I like. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's awful. But
no,
22 plates of cookies.
It's
okay. Yeah. Also, I wanted to eat
Social
more.
Screening is an important thing for your child to learn.
Okay, thank you. So we pared it down to about 10 people that only people we say hi to. Also, we wanted to be able to just eat more. I mean, realistically.
Let's be honest.
And so
I appreciate that.
I've been working really, really hard since I had Palmer, so for the last 15 months, to kind of lose the baby weight and then some. And I'm feeling really good. Now it's holidays. I'm totally doing that.
You don't even
think
about it until January, and then you go on the bandwagon with everyone else.
But I am, because I went and bought all new pants. I'm like, oh my God, my jeans feel so good. And now they're tight again already.
Oh,
so
just blame the dryer and move on.
What do you think is, what would your thought be, average weight gain kind of in that holiday season? So it spans from November through New Year.
I think 5.
10.
So you think 5? 10.
I'm going to go with a 10.
But I went home to Niagara Falls one time for Christmas, and I went for an extended... It was back when I used to go for an extended period, because I worked at Taco Bell so I could leave for a while. And I put on 17 pounds in one trip. Just in bread.
Stop it.
Seriously? Because the bread in New York is so goddamn good, especially in Niagara Falls.
But you pre-weighed.
How long were you there?
Or you knew what you weighed.
I was there for like 3 weeks.
Oh, wow.
Of like immobility, because it was snowing and the weather was shitty, but the food just... Kept coming.
Sure.
And that took a long time. It took the rest of the year to get that weight up.
That's a lot.
That's a lot.
Weight.
Right.
Yeah. That's a chunk.
But I'll tell you.
No pun intended.
I endure.
Thank you.
I feel like it's a lot also. The average person gains 1 pound at the holiday season.
Who is this person? 10 is a lot.
That's a lot of weight.
That's a lot of
weight. But what they say is that you gain... average of 1 pound every holiday season. Well, you rack that up over, the last however many years.
Yeah, you don't do anything in the time in between.
And then that's an additional 10 to 15 plus pounds that you're kind of continuing to rack on. And
especially
never
this is all just weight from when I'm little. Like, as far as growing up, that pound.
Got it.
Yeah, just that extra pound, per year.
It's one
this is just
year.
An extra 40, 70, 90, whatever. I don't know why you got to be specific.
You think about
Can
it,
Can I use
though.
That?
Yeah, go ahead.
Good, good.
Borrow it.
Because I'm actually about 43 pounds heavier than I want to be. Oddly. I'm right
there. You go. So maybe.
You guys, I teach spin if you really
I had a seizure during spin,
ever.
And I have never
no,
been so happy.
Didn't.
I did. I'm so glad I did.
Wait a minute. Rewind. What happened?
I had a seizure.
Just straight up, that happened.
Oh, yeah. I have epilepsy.
I had no idea.
So I pick and choose where I admit to having seizures. Because I hated spinning. I thought, just ride my fucking bike.
How many minutes did you
last? This was back when I was like skinny and exercising constantly.
Oh, okay.
And
okay.
I did. I used to do it like 3 times a week for the hour and the whole like pretend you're in going to the Presidio. Fuck you on Telegraph Hill. Can I just go ride my bike? Like, must we?
Because
I just didn't care for
every
it.
Class I go to, even the ones I teach, the first 10 minutes I want to cancel. Like, I also want to like fake something. Like, my head hurts so bad, or I just think I just sprained my ankle and I can't do this anymore. But after 10 minutes or so, then
you're in the groove.
Yeah. I'm in the groove. Right. And then by the end, when I'm stretching and soaking wet with sweat, and then I'm so happy.
Yeah. And I've only seen good results from it. It was just one of those things where
it's not everybody's bag.
It wasn't for me. And I don't like people yelling mental images at me. I want to stab them in the throat like that.
Okay.
Just
don't
be the ball. Yeah. Be the ball. Yeah.
No, it's the whole, okay, no, I want you to picture a great country road and you're riding up this hill. Shut the fuck up.
Uh-oh. I do that.
I'm doing barbecue. No, and it, but it works for a lot of people. For me, it's like you're listening to this song completely for the 100th time. And yeah. I'm okay making my own mental
images. You know, Katie, we have a new a gym opening up just probably a month from now, right next to our house.
The
LA Fitness at 7th Avenue Camelback.
I'm applying to
spin there. Oh, did you spin there? Are you really?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
You know, I really just want a free membership and some daycare.
Well, of course, we all do.
Pretty sure I can get all that for free if I'm teaching there. Like, take my daughter, drop her off. I'm going to shopping, guys.
Yeah.
The thinnest I ever was, though, was like 12 years ago, and it was everything outdoors. It was rollerblading, it was hiking, it was swimming, it was everything that I was an activity where I could get. I can't stand being trapped in a room and just sweating indoors. Like, let's go outside. Because I know all these people that are like, I'm going to go to the gym. I'm like, well, do you want to go play tennis? No, because I'm going to go to the gym. Or you could just go get exercise playing tennis.
Right.
I can't.
Do you want to go for a hike? I converted, like, the person who would never go hiking.
Yeah.
Because he doesn't like to sweat or be seen in public. And now he's a monster, but he only likes Squaw Peak. So I can't get him to do the mountain that I like. Like, I love South Mountain. I like a walking, more hiking kind of thing.
See, and I like hiking, but more outdoor. I hate running. But I also don't do...
Oh, I can't run, yeah.
I don't do treadmill-y stuff. I don't do weights. I'm a group. I like
group
exercise.
Oh,
I'm a codependent exerciser. All you have to do is move in next door to me, tell me I'm fat, and that we're going to go for a walk, a run, whatever you want to do, and I'll go do it.
Yeah.
I am such a
you have to live next door to you to tell you you're fat?
Well, you got... Because you know I won't answer my phone, and I'll pretend I'm not home. Like, okay.
That bitch wants to go exercise again. Yeah. I'm sleeping.
You have to find your way in the house. You got to find your way in.
Well, I have a key. We're good. Yeah. One of the things that I think is funny in regards to what you were just saying, that people, you know, I won't go play tennis, I won't go climb a mountain, but I'll go to the gym. What I always laughed about in my affiliation with gyms in this city was everybody that drive to the gym. And I understand that because some people don't live that close. You drive to that, but you fight for a parking space close to the door. Right. You're going to go get on a treadmill and run 5 goddamn miles. You can't walk an extra 150 feet.
Yeah.
Jesus.
And
absolutely.
And
not.
I work on the 11th floor, and I've been trying the last couple of weeks to do the stairs. Cause a lot of people do it on their break. They'll do the stairs, and I've done a modified, like, I go down to 4, I go up to 12, and I do my cool down as the thing, because there's nowhere cool to go.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, sometimes
it's a hot restaurant.
Sometimes it's hot, sometimes it's cold
also
in there.
Tall.
And then you just don't know, like, I don't want to be the sweating, like, I'm here to wash your vagina. You know what I mean?
I'm here to wash your vagina.
God, Marn, you're over there in your little techie world all alone. What are you doing? Do you want to throw in anything about
Tyler again thinks I'm violent, stabbing happier people in the throat. It's an expression, Tyler.
He actually just hates me, Tyler, is all.
As far as we know, he has never stabbed anybody in the throat.
I don't think
that
he
we
has.
Know.
We don't know, though.
It's that like Good Morning or Beyond Venitos. I'm going to stab you in the throat. You know what I mean?
It's a term of endearment. It's like a love, like a phrase.
Like finding out vodka can also be a morning beverage.
Yeah.
No, that's true.
Marn.
Yeah. You know, I just kind of want to talk about some stuff that irritates me.
Of course. Yeah. I think this is going to become the what grinds my gears for Marnia.
Yeah.
That's
awesome. You know, all right. Just and thanks, because I think it'll do me some good.
Good. Well,
you know,
got
I like
it.
To,
grind
I like
your
to
gears,
bitch about this.
Go.
So, and I didn't, you know, the reason that I had Katie go is because I wasn't exactly prepared for that for this week. So,
okay.
So I was just kind of looking at some different things. First of all, and again, I'm going to use Katie's disclaimer, albeit we're not talking about what happened out east. You know, there's someone who had pointed out in an article 6 things that they just never want to hear again. And you know, concerning this massacre, and one is that it was God's will. Mm. You know, it was God's will. No, it wasn't. Yeah. You fucking idiot.
Is that connected to those Westboro bastards? Because
no,
it sounds like something.
No,
they would say.
That comes from good people.
Oh. Yeah, I mean, it's
like well-intentioned.
Well-intentioned,
but
right?
Get real.
Correct.
Right.
Like enough already. Jesus called the children home.
Ugh.
You know,
no.
They all didn't have to answer when he called. I mean, they could have.
Right.
Conscientious objector could have, even at that age.
After death, there's resurrection. This was God's judgment. This happened because America is too secular. And guns don't kill people. people kill people.
That I will stab you in the throat over. Yeah. Sorry, Tyler. That's probably the expression that's going to put me in prison for stabbing someone in the throat.
And it made me, when I was reading this, from what you had said earlier.
This is for the person that can't watch a boxing match because the violence makes me physically nauseous.
Much, right. If there ever has been a more idiotic political slogan, I have yet to hear it. The logical fallacy here is imagining that people are killed either by people or by guns. Come again? Obviously, guns do not kill people on their own, but people do not shoot bullets into people without guns.
Yeah.
You know, and it's just the absurdity of it.
It needs a vehicle.
And I'm sorry, but, you know, one of the other things that I was thinking about during this is...
Cookies?
So people are...
Were you thinking about cookies? Because I'd like
often.
A drink.
I need to make a new cookie beverage.
Oh, I need some ice for my cookie beverage.
Oh.
Is that, you know, you're going to walk in... Right, so you're upset. You go somewhere and you use a gun to kill people. Okay? Right. So take the gun out of the equation, like this mass super weapon of war. And you're pissed off and you have a knife. Like... It's a whole different ball game.
In China, that just happened.
So you go
somebody
in.
Somebody stabbed, 22 people? Nobody
and
died.
They all lived, yeah.
Okay, well, okay, wow.
Or the bow and arrow guy.
Shocking. No. But you stab a person, and most likely everyone else is going to be able to react to your, like, approaching with a knife, stabbing.
No. Nope.
Most likely you're going to be able to get out somewhere. Right. And so it just,
Yeah.
People kill people with guns.
Mm-hmm. Or, yeah.
With
the whole
guns.
Thing is so fucking absurd.
Or the bow and arrows. That bow and arrow was the recent one at the school where the kid had bow and arrow.
Have to tell you, I don't know about
it.
I don't
either. Killed a step parent in the street and then went in and killed his teacher in front of the class. Very recently, a couple weeks ago.
With a bow and arrow?
Right. And the thing is, if you're that was what I was trying to say. If you're going to kill somebody, if you're on a bend to do something like that.
Oh, you'll do it.
You'll do it. Or you'll go in and beat the shit out of somebody.
You'll
snap their neck. Or if you want to do it.
An assault rifle.
Yeah, but you're probably not going to get all 26.
Oh, God.
Right? Yeah, I mean... You'll get maybe that one.
Yeah.
Maybe if somebody is really slow or crippled, you'll get two. But otherwise, no. No. So that's craziness. Here's the other thing. This is just my own personal thing. If you get diagnosed with something and you need medication, please take it. Just take it. Like, I don't get people that do not take their medications. And have, whether it's like antidepressant-y kind of things or this or that. Because then I have to deal with you, and that pisses me off.
Now I have to throw in a may I just
please.
There are certain things. Bipolar comes to mind. Some forms of epilepsy or other things where you. I've heard it described. I know the feeling as well. Of you kind of want that roller coaster of mm-hmm. highs and lows
sure.
back. Where the medication
rather
just keep you on that flat plateau mm-hmm. that life seems to kind of pass you by. Mm-hmm. And I know since I started becoming, I think I took my pills today, started becoming more compliant with medication sure. that I have become more, I mean, if you can imagine, this is the low-key version of me.
Right.
Yeah. but there is those times where you're like, oh, I just want to be off that. Like, I wish I could just be off this mm-hmm. and... Just be myself again, like not sure. put on 50,000 pounds and
right.
spend a lot of time like immobile because I blame the meds.
Okay.
But so there is sure. that, and especially bipolar people suffer that too, where they miss the manic.
Yeah.
You know,
well,
they really.
I know people like that. They mm-hmm. don't, this is not what they want. They
yeah.
they will take this
sure.
so that they can have this high.
Yeah.
They'll take the low.
Right.
So they don't, not,
yeah,
they don't
but
want
the,
that middle.
They don't realize what it's doing to other, what it does to other
right.
people.
Right.
The manic part is so good for them, but they don't
sure.
realize the lives they, so
I
get you on some of that stuff,
mm-hmm.
but sometimes you're like, oh.
And see, that is something that
but
I
mine
will,
is diabetes. Just keep that in
keep,
fucking
seriously.
Check.
Yeah. Yeah. And see, my thing is, you know, when I'm saying that, I have always said to people, and thank God. I mean, if it came about that someone said, you need to take this, well, okay, all right. But I haven't, knock on wood, had to deal with that. And so my understanding of it isn't top notch.
Yeah.
Okay. Actually, my patience for it isn't top notch.
Yeah.
And a lot of that is solely based without even kind of going into it about having been with someone who really needed their medication.
Yeah.
And
I'm such an old woman. If I don't do the flippy cup with the days
oh my God,
of the week
I love
on it,
you.
Right. No, I have to do it. Cause I'm like, even now I'm like, I don't know.
But with Missy, the hours you work and everything
yeah,
else,
I don't,
you lose track of days. I would think.
I'm
yeah.
in the same boat
yeah.
as him. If I, like the other day I did not take my blood pressure medication because I'm like, I don't recall if I did or not, but I'm afraid to take it.
You
again
don't want
to
OD.
I don't need to have. Right. I don't need to have that low of blood pressure.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, so I turned into the old woman. I mean, the first time I wasn't sure, I'm like, I got to go to the store and buy that fucking thing.
Right.
Sure.
Luckily, there's still only, you know, one pill in there, but.
Well, and that is, it's just, that has always been a bend of mine. Like, seriously, just take it. You know, it's going to help you because having to deal with you irritates the shit out of me. So the other people that and kind of brought this up initially with the six things, but people that hide behind religion whenever anything happens drives me nuts. Like, and we've kind of talked about that in here. Yeah.
I remember the flack Obama got for saying that in times of stress, people cling to guns and religion.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And everybody just crucified him for that. Not literally, of course.
Sure.
But you're like, what? What else do we do in this country but hide behind guns or religion?
Right.
We have so many mottos to justify everything.
Sure.
Like,
yeah, but then if you don't say the right thing, you get, to borrow your word, you get crucified if you don't say it the right way, or you know.
You're damned if you do and damned if you don't.
Absolutely.
Right,
what I think just today on a total stupid other tangent, Obama called the Christmas tree a holiday tree. And people went fucking nuts.
That's the war on Christmas. When
right.
The thing about him, though, is because he almost always says Christmas tree.
But he changed it because there was something that had been going on, so he was trying to be all PC. And
well, no, because it was the last day of Hanukkah just 2 days ago.
I think that's right. You're
yeah.
right.
Yeah. I mean, we
no,
just
no, no. That is right.
And then so who are you going to pray to?
Right. Well,
if we do have prayer in schools, do we have to go through all of them? Like, if you're Methodist, if you're Catholic,
oh
like,
no,
do you include
don't
the
you
Virgin
know
Mary?
That, like, God and Jesus, that's it. That's
yeah,
all there is.
That's what I mean.
Duh.
Like, so
hashtag
what the
get
hell?
With it.
Yeah. Go to your own.
Get with it. Hashtag
take your kid to church. Teach them. You have all day to teach them about God and morals.
I think that there are cookies for that.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah. I ate one again.
No, but that, you know, really, that hiding behind that thing. You have some jackass pastor in Tennessee, going back to what the other day. The shootings because schools teach evolution and how to be a homo.
Oh, come on.
Okay, I can't make that up. I promise. I can't make that up.
Oh, if I could have only been taught that in school, my life, it would have been so much easier.
I taught the class. Please.
Did you? What did you teach?
How to be a homo.
No,
are you
I know, but was there like curriculum?
First
like,
thing by that? Donna Summer's Life and More album.
Yes, exactly. Step one, find your diva. Step two,
play said diva.
Yeah.
Over and over and over.
Learn to lip sync. Think like a motherfucker.
First step is admitting who your diva is.
Yes,
make
exactly.
cookies. That's the other
yeah,
one.
Yeah, right. Enjoy a lot of cookies.
A lot of cookies.
Yeah, this dumbass told his congregation that because schools were government mind control centers, I kind of feel like, oh, Tyler, it's a Tennessee pastor. That doesn't associate with you. I'm just saying that's
Tyler.
Just fucking ridiculous. Poor thing. Mind control centers that talk
hey, we don't
about
live anywhere.
Evolution.
We can't get too far up on that cross because Arizona
no, no, no.
is just
Arizona
as filled.
Arizona is just as bad. I was going to look at this, though, because it's, I was going to say
worse.
It sounds like something that you need to say with a southern drawl.
Yeah.
And then I looked over and it was Tennessee. That basically, that the sermon's not going to be pleasant, that 20 kids were shot in a day, but they don't. Nobody gives a good glory rip. Correct. I said that.
Yes.
About the 4,000 that were moved violently from the wombs of their mothers in abortion procedures the same day.
Victoria
Jackson.
Did you
That's,
read that
I'm
crazy?
I'm literally looking
from
that,
SNL.
Right.
That,
no, yeah. That crazy
SNL,
bitch
she
is now like a
crazy.
Whactivist.
Oh, she.
I'm looking at her right now.
A whactivist.
I love that.
She. That's
totally.
Her again.
Whactivist.
I love that none of you know if it's me or Katie talking.
No. I knew that it was her, but I'm loving that. I can see the two of us loving that. No, I knew that was Katie. I love
Wait. Can I read to you what she said though?
Mm-hmm.
This is what she said. Oh, I can't even. Actually, never mind.
By the way, I really appreciate the fact that we spent
yeah,
8 minutes and we weren't going to talk about this at all for the whole story.
Way, I'm not talking about that.
I understand.
I'm talking about these crazy people.
Yeah.
But this
and they
is,
are cray cray, Tyler.
It's out there.
Yeah.
It's like too despicable to even repeat. But it's out there. Victoria Jackson, if you want to.
Yeah.
She's heinous.
She winds herself up into more and more batshit.
Yeah.
Every fucking day.
Well, people eat it
day.
Up. You know, we would never be talking about her if it wasn't for all of her shit she was talking during the election and all the shit
yeah.
she's talking about. Every controversial thing that happens in the country now, she's like Twitter war rampage
it.
Crazy.
And why, like, why
raising her personal profile.
Yeah.
How does she have this time? She should be out looking for a job. The woman is
yes.
unemployed.
Seriously.
How is she making money?
That's a good question. Not from Horan.
No, not at all. Not at all. The last thing that I just kind of want to go on a tangent. Well, there's a couple, but the holiday cuntiness that's going on.
I'm sorry, did you say holiday cuntiness?
Would you like to narrow that down at all?
Yeah.
Because that's a pretty broad brush.
So in general, like people that are rude irritate me. You know, like hold a door for somebody.
Oh.
I have, you know, like it doesn't matter when it is. If someone doesn't hold the door and I'm right there, like you know that I'm right there, the door will close and I'll run into it with my foot, but I'll pretend it's my nose. Like I cover my nose real quick.
Am I a bird?
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Right.
Really?
And then they turn around and typically they're like, oh, I'm so sorry. And I'm like, no, I'm good. I'm good. But I can't handle that then, much less it's the holidays. And, you know, that whole idea, the idea that you're just supposed to be, I don't know, more kind and, you know,
that
whatever.
Only happens in the home, not in public, because people are on this rampage of,
I'm going to go beat somebody up because of a toy. Like, right. I'm going to get that sale item. I'm going to do whatever. But no smiling, no kindness. People are just, they're awful human beings right now. And so that irritates me.
I went to the post office today and everybody was kind and organized. And I had to go twice.
Oh, I like that.
I couldn't go in and buy stamps because the line was too long. Mm-hmm. So I went to Safeway to buy stamps. So I mailed stuff, went to Safeway, got more stamps, went in and mailed.
Which post office did you go to?
Osborne Station, probably.
No, 7th. Yeah, no, 7th Avenue in Indian School.
Osborne Station.
Oh, that is.
Turns out it has a name.
Lines always really long there.
Yes, they are.
I think so, too. Because
they closed 7th Street in Highland. They closed the one that.
I'll try 18th
Street. Oh, I didn't realize that.
I'll try 18th Street.
Yeah, they closed down.
I also did not know.
My secret post office.
That was a good
post. Because we had no outbox.
On Highland.
When I lived at City, there was no outbox. Same as when I had the house with Tim. You couldn't mail. You couldn't. The crime rate was too high in the cornfield, so you had to go to a post office to mail your Netflix back.
That's
it was
awesome.
A pain in the ass.
No.
So I would always have to walk across the street to the post
inbound,
office.
Right.
Yeah, only inbound mail. Is it my turn?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Okay. Tyler, everybody on the chat room is talking about guns in the home. Growing up, I was as the only boy child.
And that's questionable.
Right, exactly. I used to say
name that diva.
When we would talk about my adoption, I used to always joke that, oh, too bad you didn't find out about the refund policy. And my father, my dad would get so mad when I would make jokes about that. He was so hurt that anything would make them want to take me back.
Well, that's good to know that he was fully committed.
Oh, yeah. Any jokes on that topic were just, he never found them funny.
Oh.
But I was not allowed to play any kind of, like, game with guns. Like, no water guns. Nothing that was gun-related. I wasn't allowed to play with them. And, like, if he even saw me, like, do this and point, like, make a gun out of my fingers and pretend... He nothing to do with guns.
Wow.
So I thought he was very anti-guns. And I wasn't anti-guns. I was never around them. And when he died and we were like cleaning out stuff, they took us a tile out of the ceiling in the basement and they took down hunting rifles. And my mom was like, well, now we officially have to get rid of these. I'm like, what the fuck are those?
Where did these come from?
Right. And it turns out my dad was a big hunter. But as soon as my oldest sister was born, he was never going to go hunting again and was never going to be around guns because he was like, I have a child. I can't get accidentally shot. And I guess back in those days, there wasn't like the orange jumpers or whatever little onesies they wear when they hunt. So it was just funny. But by the time it got down to me, because I'm so much younger, that I never knew, like he wouldn't even show us pictures of him hunting.
That's
because he wanted
wild.
Nothing to do, like motorcycles and guns. Like there was just no reason to have either one. Because it was just a fast way to die, as far as he was concerned. And it turns out he was a big Second Amendment. Like, he believed in the right to have guns. He just didn't want guns around his kids.
Yeah. Okay.
We were never going to accidentally die of guns. So I never knew. Until he was dead, I never knew he owned a gun.
I just think that's good parenting.
Yeah.
No guns for us either.
Yeah.
I can't imagine.
But the fact that they were in the house the whole time,
and
like, never
and
discussed.
Like, but, like, really secretively as well. Like,
so I don't
pulled
know if,
down
yeah.
a tile in the ceiling. Like,
I don't even know if my
sneaky.
Sisters knew. I can't remember if I ever asked them. But my mom was like, well, they've been up there the whole fucking time. And she was probably thinking, you never hid your pot up there.
would have been smart.
Or your
Al.
Cookies.
So in that, about people saying horrible things, and it's not just like tragedy related. Like I was when you were saying all the things about Jesus called. Mm-hmm. When my father died, and we were going, the minister who was very close to my mother was going down, and people just say horrible things when you lose a family member. Like they can't help it. They want to say something and they don't put their filter on or think about what they're saying. And instead of just saying I'm sorry and moving on, they just say something that just doesn't land right. And like Doug had a grandparent die, and I'm like, just be ready, because people are just going to say shit to you and you can't. They mean well, so you have to let it go. And so the minister's like, he had never met me. I live in Arizona. I had flown in that morning. It was like wham, bam, bam. All of a sudden, there's a boy child here that no one's ever seen before and not quite sure where the fuck I came from. And so he's like, well, your father's in a better place. And Jesus, God. I'm like, you need to keep moving. I'm like, and you need to skip the sisters, too, and go straight to my mom. She buys that shit. It's going to comfort her. It's just going to piss us off. So shut it down. And I mean, those were my exact words. Like, shut that shit down and keep moving.
Give it to Ruth, not us.
Yeah, you got one believer. Go hit her. So it really was funny. And the look on his face was like, you haven't met me yet, but you're going to know me by the end of today, sweetheart.
This random boy child.
Yeah.
Who is this boy child from Arizona?
I've been gone for so long. And, you know, I was a fat kid, then I was a skinny kid, and then I came back bald. Like, no one knows what the hell to do.
I'm not going to say a fucking word.
Yeah. So for Tyler, in case you think I believe in violence, I just wanted to throw it out there that I believe mental wounds don't heal. So I'm a big fan of being really mean, because I think that does a lot more damage.
It does.
So you will never get stabbed in the throat.
Not bullying.
Yeah.
Yeah, just a little bit of bullying. Progressively honest.
On this topic, if somebody has the courage to watch it, it's a brilliant, brilliant movie from last year. It's called We Need to Talk About Kevin.
I've not heard of that.
And I can't think of what that white woman's name is. Oscar winner for Michael Clayton.
Okay.
It is brilliant. And one of the brilliant things about it is that the movie's called We Need to Talk, and there's very little dialogue because no one is talking.
Oh.
But it's that bow and arrow story. And why the bow and arrow? Because a friend of mine named Kevin, he and I had just watched
Tilda Swinton. And John C. Reilly.
Okay.
Brilliant, brilliant movie about a disturbed child and everything that goes on in this woman that's left with the aftermath. And the boy that plays Kevin is phenomenal. It's a great movie if you get a chance. Now we'll change the topic completely. Obama was elected by the Electoral College yesterday. The first Monday after the second Wednesday in December is when the state houses meet. So I didn't see what the actual vote was.
I didn't know
there were people that were threatening to flip their votes. So I haven't seen today to see if the vote matched. And because I cannot get over my addiction to CNN.
I have a question. May I just?
Yeah, please.
They switch their vote. What happens then?
Then the vote may change a little bit. Like, not all of the electoral college will vote the way they're supposed to.
Okay.
So there was people that say they wouldn't support Mitt Romney because he had a different stance on abortion. So they were going to not cast their vote. It doesn't make any difference. It's usually one or two. But most people want the privilege of being asked to be in a part of the electoral college. Okay. So they don't want to fuck it up and make some big stance. Because then the next time they'll be like, yeah, you're an asshole. You're not coming back.
Is it really more ceremonial?
Oh, of course it is.
Okay. Okay.
But I mean, pomp and circumstance. But,
right. But there have been changes there. It's not unprecedented for it to maybe get a little bit closer than it should be.
Has there ever been a time when it's been
switched?
Yeah. No, it's never reversed. Switched. But there's been times because, like, remember I said it was in the modern era. The 2000 election was the first time that the popular vote didn't go with the Electoral College. Mm-hmm. But it happened a couple times in three-party situations where it did. And then there was a little bit of shifting and there was some nail-biting as to who would end up with the college because no one had been a clear winner. Okay, so because of my addiction to CNN and all things political now, I watched...
So good to hear you say CNN and not Fox News.
Oh, yeah, of course. I still tune in.
I know.
And Hannity's first words the other day, I had to turn it off. He said, because I didn't know he's a concealed weapon holder, and he makes a big fucking deal about it turns out. But ABC News, I watched their 1992 coverage because I honestly could not remember. I knew that no one got the majority of the votes because of the guy from The Lord of the Rings, the precious guy, Ross Perot.
I was like,
oh,
what?
My God. I was trying to figure out where you were going.
I was, too.
That.
I lost him. Usually I'm up with him on
nothing.
That one.
Yeah, I had nothing. I'm so, like,
I heard Precious and Lord of the Rings. Like, yeah.
I saw a fat hobbit.
Because that, and he was.
That's all I had.
So because that guy ran, no one got over 50%. So I couldn't remember, like, well, how did the Electoral College break down? Right. Was it uneven? Well, they had just had the big thing about they had called the election in 84, 88, whichever one was the big landslide, and they called it early, and everyone complained, and they made the big deal about if they don't show up and vote in California because they know the elections, then the lower things, like the Senate seats, the propositions, don't get the voter turnout that they need. Well, it turns out the Electoral College in 92 was a fucking landslide for Clinton. And they knew at 7 o'clock who had won. And it was the most fun to watch people delay, delay, delay. And they were going to Cokie Roberts. And I can't remember what the blonde lady's name that used to be on ABC News. And David Brinkley. And it's Peter Jennings. God bless him.
Bless him. I love Peter
Jennings. Hosting these things. And they have to find something to talk about because they all know who won.
So they can't, but they can't say a word.
No, but there's all, there. There's all Britt Hume, who's the fucker mm-hmm. from Fox mm-hmm. News now.
Right.
Yep. George Will, who was the one that was calling for the Romney landslide. They were all on ABC News at the mm-hmm. time. So now I know watching them that they're like big cocksuckers for Republicans. So it's so exciting to watch them because they know they've lost and they're trying to like, they're at Bush headquarters in Texas and like everyone knows, but they can't announce it. So it can't, California closed. And they couldn't even wait 8 more seconds. They're like, Clinton won. He won like 2 hours ago.
Right.
Oh, can we just God. Fucking go home?
Right.
Can
it be done?
But it was like he had almost 400 electoral college because they had the South. He won Arkansas. He won sure. Those states sure. that the Republicans have a lock on. They won Tennessee. They won Arkansas. They won Ohio. Like they had all these big states. They didn't even need California. They were so far over that they had 270 and they wouldn't announce something stupid like I think it was Missouri. They left one state dangling in the middle because he was at 270 before anything on the West Coast closed.
Wow.
So it was kind of funny to watch as they're like, for the love of God, it's over. He won. And they're all throwing their hands up in the air like, we have nothing left to talk about. And then my,
go home.
My very last thing was VH1. Finally, someone stepped up to the plate and did an honest to God, for real tribute to Donna Summer.
Oh, was this on Divas?
Yes, it was the Divas Live. They did a lovely montage. And then...
I'll
some girl that
it.
Used to be part of Gemini Trio or whatever, the Destiny's Child, whatever the fuck that group's called. So one of her, some girl I never heard of, an Adam Lambert, did a really nice medley of She Works Hard for the Money, I Feel Love, Last Dance, Hot Stuff. It was very, very nicely done, and Adam Lambert was a genuine fan, and it was his, he wanted to do the Donna Summer tribute.
You think that was his diva?
That was his diva. And I guess Madonna invited him to do one of her songs. I can't remember if it was Ray or Light. I only watched the Donna Summer part. But finally, someone acknowledged this woman died. Like, all the award shows have been so shitty about it. So I'm hoping the Grammys next year, they will do something with it, too. But it was very nice to see. And I got a little choked up. And but it was very, it was finally well done. Somebody
forgive
acknowledged.
Forgive me for not knowing, but I know you'll know.
She's dead.
No.
That happened.
Hashtag on that. The song in why am I thank God it's Friday.
Yeah, Last Dance.
Last Dance. Now, was that nominated back in the 70s?
It won an Oscar.
Oh, it did. Okay, so there's a
and
chance.
It won against Greece.
So there's a chance we're going to get something at the Academy Awards.
Yes, and she performed.
And a memoriam.
Right, because not she was a member of the music branch. You can only be right. a member of one branch of the Academy. She was a member of the music branch. She performed Last Dance at the Oscars, and then... because Barbara was snubbed for Yentl, but she still wanted the songwriters to be nominated, she invited Donna to sing "Papa, Can You Hear Me?"
Oh,
at the
I didn't
Academy
realize
Awards.
That.
And there's I think she has one other Oscar performance in there, but
so we got a good chance of something.
Yeah, so
coming.
There right. should be there. She should get, but those are so brief that won't be anything. But the Grammys hopefully will acknowledge like the loss of someone big and.
Oh, yeah.
Five-time winner, first time.
Grammys,
two different categories of her being the first in a category. First.
But at least she was in the part of the Academy. Or
right,
she,
right.
Or she won an award, so therefore, boom, we got that. Okay,
she
good.
She didn't win the award. Paul Jabara wrote it, but she performed it. Like, that's one of the okay. few. That's one of her few hits that she didn't write, so.
Gotcha.
We still pretend she did.
Of course we do.
But I'm looking at these photos from the VH1 Divas show. And Adam Lambert is cute. I've always been a fan. And you like him too?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, big
I feel
fan.
Like that would be someone maybe you wouldn't like.
No, when he lost Idol, I stopped watching. But I'm like, okay, now we're just going with the most boring white person we can
totally.
Find.
Totally.
Like, he was robbed.
But I love that he was so into it. That's good. I look forward to
and
watching
she
the video.
Was, the year he was on, because the guy that won did a acoustic version of She Works Hard for the Money. And Donna Summer was either a judge or she performed, so he actually got to meet her. But he's a big gay boy. Like,
oh, totally.
Hello.
Yeah. So, yeah.
It's funny that he was on Divas Live. Wasn't it Elton John who was on Divas Live?
Yeah, and he
some years ago?
And he sang a lot, and he was good.
Right. So they know their audience. We're going to throw the Mo in there because he's just going to be part of the whole mattering.
So there's
of
hope for a George Michael evening. So
yeah, well, we'll
so that's my list.
I love him.
See how that's going to go. Well, I'm going to throw in only one thing, only because of the gun thing that we're talking about. And I'm not sure how I'm going to deal with it. I was raised around them, didn't care for them, didn't have any real interest in them. My mother owns, she inherited my grandfather's .22 rifle. She has it. I'm assuming that in the way that the world works, it's something that I will be inheriting. But I really don't know what, I don't know how I feel about that. Even though it's wrapped up and hidden away and yada, yada, yada. I just don't, I have my grandfather's truck. That's more to me of him than him, but that was what my mom held on to. So I'm not really sure how I'm feeling about the thought of that eventually someday coming to me, because I really have no use and no need for it. So that's all I had about that. Now, what I do want to give a shout out about in our final, because we're boarding the game, we're going to go into hour three in just a few minutes, which starts us into thoughtful vulgarity. I want to give a shout out because last week was such a pleasant, breathtaking, wonderfully fun evening. I want to give a shout out to Lori, Kelly, Sari, and Joel from NYPD Pizza. They brought us food, which was, though I couldn't eat that night, I warmed it the next day, and it was lovely. I really couldn't.
It was delish pizza.
I couldn't eat that night.
NYPD. Yeah. It was yummy.
It was fun.
Brooklyn family. That was my favorite.
I've had some texts back and forth with Sarah and some Facebooks back and forth with Joel. Lovely people. The funniest thing about Joel is, to me, is I had actually had a brief email back and forth with him on Facebook after the initial, when I commented on the picture that he was in with the friend of Sarah's, that, you know, the 6 degrees of separation, how this came to be. And come to find out, we had actually emailed back and forth. Just, hi, who are you? I was complimenting you that he was just a beautiful man. Yada, yada, yada. So that's still out there. He's in a relationship, and it's wonderful for him. And I wish him all the best in regards to that. But if not, I'm still available. But NYPD well Pizza, I just want to give a shout out again, the fact that their new location is open on the corner of 7th Avenue and McDowell. They are on the northeast corner, right next to the big T-Mobile store. So you can check them out there. Also, a couple things just on my list, because I'm looking for more uplifting things to chat about. You all realize that this Saturday marks I'm making my pilgrimage to LA.
Yes.
To meet Jason Medina from Andrew Christian. Yes. I'm going on Saturday. I get up on Saturday morning, driving with my friend, we nicknamed him Booty, Michael Mejia. Mm-hmm. He's going to ride out with me. I'm meeting Jason. I'm going for two reasons. Edge Studios has work to do. We have a client out there. I have to do a couple technical things for them. But that evening, from 8 to 10, he is live in the West Hollywood Andrew Christian store. So going by to meet and say hi to him. And then we'll just, Michael and I will hang out and do whatever you do in West Hollywood.
Now, wait, have you met before?
Never.
No.
We have, according to Facebook, we have friends in common. But because I'm a strategic stalker, and I learned this from Al. Oh, you're looking at Jason Medina.
I haven't looked at him a couple weeks ago. When we talked about him, and I remember he's stunning. Got sexy pants. Also without pants.
My assumption is that he's about this tall. Yeah, that's just my guess. Okay. I'm just guessing. Because I'm a subtle stalker. I like the fan page.
That's why there's a microphone involved.
No, I like the fan. So what I did is I liked the fan page. I subscribed to his updates from his regular page, but I won't request him as a friend yet.
Soon after you guys meet.
That's lovely, lovely.
I hope to see pictures.
But we honestly, there will be.
Lots of pics.
Yeah. But we do have legitimate friends on Facebook in common, and I believe that to be true for a couple of reasons. One, over the years, several friends of mine have moved to L.A. and are in various industries, be it Disneyland or acting, modeling, whatever, and or work in bars in the area. So they do actually know him.
And there's a lot of people that do all four of those at the same time. Right. Yeah.
And porn.
Yeah.
There's all of that.
It's a difficult day.
You are a menace. Really,
yeah. The other thing I wanted to give a shout out to, and it's one of the,
we need to talk about Marnie.
It's a little honor that I get every year, being an employee of Charlie's Phoenix. And if you don't know about it, look it up on Facebook or Google. At Charlie's Phoenix, also in Denver, Vegas, Puerto Vallarta, and Chicago. Today was our annual employee luncheon that we have, and tonight is the employee turnabout show, which is going on starting just moments at Charlie's. I'll be there a little bit late, but that's all right.
Yay.
We every year get to go to lunch at Durant's in Central Phoenix, and Al knows all too well how wonderful Durant's is.
Delicious.
It's wonderful.
I'm their main spokesperson.
Do you remember what year Durant's? Is it 1953?
1955.
55. And they really haven't changed much of the decor inside. So it's kind of cool. It's
not
like
one thing.
It's like walking back in time. It's red velvet wallpaper and red vinyl booths, and it's beautiful. And but the food, Jesus Christ, the food's fantastic. Mm-hmm. So I got to go there today and have a wonderful, wonderful lunch with them. There was that, and like I said, the Christmas show is going on tonight. So many people, including the roommate that I constantly give shit to, Jason Carlton, is doing drag tonight at the bar.
That will be fun.
Yeah, so they're all doing that. So I'm curious to go see all of them when this is all.
And he's always a pretty girl. He makes a pretty girl.
He's doing a little Christina Aguilera this evening, and his boyfriend, being the makeup artist, is doing some exceptional stuff for him. From what I understand, he was allotting 3 hours to do his makeup.
Wow. He did a long time ago when we did Moulin Rouge, and we did whatever that's called, Lady Marmalade, and we did that, and he went, I can't remember who he went to, but they did him in that god awful makeup that they did for Christina Aguilera for that video where it looked like
she had a blindfold.
Yeah, but it was really done with eyeshadow and stuff like that, and he went and had that done and found the wig and got it permed out and everything, and it looked incredible on him. Like, she looked like a scary horse, and he looked so good. Why the long face, Michael Phelps?
And then the other thing in this final minute of this second hour, remember we have a full third hour coming up, I just wanted to say that, and we can talk about this more a little bit later, but the Lincoln movie was very eye-opening for me because I learned a lot of things. If it's true to history, I didn't realize that Mary Todd Lincoln, I wouldn't say a bitch, but she was pretty stern in how she was going to run things.
What?
She was telling him how to do this, that, and the other, and she was very animate about how she was going to be dealt with.
They've always said she was bipolar or suffered from severe mental illness. So this was kind of a kinder version of that, and they make great mention of it. She had, and I think this is her Oscar nominated scene. That's the other thing Doug and I play, is what scene in the movie gets you your nomination. Good. It's when she's saying, like, I just couldn't stop grieving. And he's like, I was grieving too, but I kept it under control. And
right.
She's like, you can lock me up again if you
want
to.
Right, with
like,
that whole thing, I caught that.
I mean, just the whole thing where they kind of like touched on her mental illness. Yes. Yeah. Right.
And then the other thing, and again, we can talk about this more in the second hour or whenever. I learned a lot that apparently I was proud that the Republicans were actually the one fighting for the Emancipation Proclamation, and the Democrats were the batshit crazy ones. Yeah. It was completely backwards, and all of a sudden in the 60s, which you told me, which we can talk about more later, that all changed.
Google Dixiecrats.
Dixiecrats will teach you more. It is 9 o'clock. We're coming back on the other side of this break with Hour 3. We are live until 10. Remember, we are rebroadcast Saturday mornings, and the third hour you can download on your very own. We'll be back with the show with Clayton McKee, Marnie, Katie, and Al right after this.
You've been listening to The Show with Clayton McKee on Q Talk Arizona.